celebrating 3 years of bringing you the very best in LGBT talk programming. This is
Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Yeah, good evening, 701. It is the show coming to you live from the Q-Talk America Plaza in the Q-Talk America Studios. We are live in Studio B. Hi, my name is Clayton McKee. I am here each and every week with the show, along with Katie, Marnie, and usually Al Perkins, but filling in once again while Al is out of town, Erin Henderson!
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, thank you for being here. Why do I have to scramble around and try to find people who know how to put words together in sentences? I mean, it's like conjunction, junction.
The end of last week's show, maybe not so much with the sentences for me, but whatever.
The end of every show.
Right. Good call.
Doesn't really matter.
Yes.
If you've ever heard the show before, you know how we wind up. Hour three is always pretty the most interesting hour.
Yeah.
We don't know really what's going on. It's quite all right. But once again, welcome. You are here. Let's see who is live with us out of country right now, because it's always interesting to see. Welcome,
so
Kuwait.
Fun.
Kuwait and Israel.
Hi, Kuwait.
The only two countries outside of the U.S. listening live right now. You can listen live to us through our audio stream, or if you care to watch, by all means do so. Go to QTalkAmerica.com. Click on the Watch Live link at the banner on the top of the page. You can watch us live and interact with us in the chat room. Do not call us, because we honestly don't have time for your calls.
And I look much thinner when you listen.
Really? Yeah. Is that how it is?
No,
me too, actually.
Yeah.
Slim
right down.
I think we all do. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why another reason I always wear black. I mean, there are a lot of reasons just because I'm lazy.
The cut of this shirt, when we were looking earlier, Clayton said, look back on the camera and I want to see what, you know, we were playing with lighting and I looked back and whoa, with the, like, you know, tight end, takedown.
Nice.
Well, I would
probably going to be the last time I wear this, well, ever.
Well, I would dare to say, based on some things I've already heard, you look much better than most of the women did last night at the New Kids on the Block concert.
Oh, Lord.
I heard, and I realized that 90% of this show is going to be all about last night for you three.
Sunday night.
Or whatever. It's some night before now.
Yes.
So I know you were all there, and Marnie was showing pictures. Now, from what I'm understanding from the pictures that you showed.
Real bad.
Now, first of all, let's give the lineup. Who all was there?
She was a football field wide.
No, wait. Who was the concert?
Open with Boys to Men, who were phenomenal.
Silly good.
It was obscene.
So good.
Yeah. So it was Boys to Men.
Yeah. ABC,
and then
baby,
Sunday,
I wish. The East Coast Family.
There was some group in the middle. I think it was called Nick Lachey and Ugly Brother and Friends.
Or 108 Degrees or
98.
Oh, so 98.
47.5.
What the hell was that?
Okay.
I actually went to go get a drink.
Little
that
embarrassed.
Was like, you know, my friends that I were with are a couple years younger than me. And so we were all still New Kids peeps, but they were more 98 Degrees. I just like couldn't.
Okay, so then we in KOTB, which is New Kids on the Block.
For 2 hours. Those old men played for 2 hours straight. Dancing, jumping, the whole thing.
What she means
sexing
by
me
old
up.
Men is different than
what
she means.
Old men because they're not 8 years old like they were in that video anymore.
But have you heard of the Rolling Stones? Still going.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
They all now look like Keith Richards.
Right.
But
their faces
but they're
are melting
singing like
too.
Satisfaction. And these guys are singing, please don't go, girl.
Yeah. That's good, babe.
What? Yeah. You know, like,
that was good.
That was really good.
Thanks. But it was
a little high.
So just the three groups?
Yeah. Just the three.
Okay, got it.
Just the three. So Boys to Men opens, they sing their popular songs. Right. I was actually surprised that I knew every single word to every single song they sang. Like, I knew I liked them.
I think more and more people are surprised at what they know. They're like, oh, I don't know any of their music. Sure. The second you hear the tune, you're like, oh, da-da-da. And you start, more people do that than I think realize.
Except it was the opposite for 98 Degrees, because I thought, I got to know one of their songs. And they kept singing and singing. And I look over at Marnie, I'm like, I don't know a goddamn song. I texted my sister, who's significantly younger, and she's like, they must be playing new stuff. Nope, I don't know.
No.
And then they played that one Una Noche song.
Yeah. I'd heard that one.
Oh, I know that one.
But
I
not
knew that
by
one.
Them.
But that I was thought it was like a Ricky Martin offshoot or something. I'm like, what's happening? But I don't think
so. So from what you showed on the picture you had on your phone, apparently all the people that were there dug out what they wore back when these groups first came out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true. and or
25 years ago, by the way, which they said a number of times, and I kind of wanted to be like, stop it.
I know.
Right.
It was very cute when Joey McIntyre said something about, see, that's why you can hang out with us 25 years later, because you were six when you started listening to us. And so you're not really
That
old.
I really was eight.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was eight.
I was 25. Thanks. Yeah. No, I was 20-ish.
20, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, so, but you were going to make a comment in regards to the costuming. Yeah.
And or just things that shouldn't be worn.
Ever.
So there were many people that we commented that had to have gone, oh my God, I still save my new kid stuff.
Yeah.
And they took it out of their closet and shouldn't have.
Well, because it was 25 years and 300 pounds ago.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if they realize this, but like, you know, even spandex has a life. And it'll stretch a billion times, but a billion and one, it's not coming back.
Nope. Yeah. And we don't want to see that fall down.
No.
And this one, that I mean, really, don't wear mauve if it's going to kind of match your...
You're going to look like a Buick. Aren't you?
Or naked.
Three.
Or naked.
With the right lighting, it didn't look like she had anything on, because it was like a, what do you call it? Like a
halter.
Boob top.
Halter? No.
It was a boob top.
Tube.
Whatever.
It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
No, not even either one of you. If it was a tube top, that just means right across. If it's going out and around things, that's a boob top.
Good call.
This was something. And then there were three of them. And the one in the middle, tiniest.
Well, that's why she was in the
bigger
middle.
Bigger than both of us.
She had to sit in the middle.
Still.
And together. And then the third one, I'm not kidding. I've seen some boobs in my day, but this... Some match. Like
Emerson's.
Oh, Emerson.
Yeah.
Emerson
boobs.
I was like, oh.
Wow.
Oh. And she would turn and I would duck. And she was like four rows ahead of us.
I really appreciated the picture that you showed us all before we went on the air was that the row immediately behind them was empty.
Two of them.
So two rows.
And then us.
In case there would have been an explosion or like if one of those.
Or if the tube top fell
right,
down.
Right. Well, actually, if a seam gave out, you know, everything just kind of, an amoeba just sort of.
You're right.
Right. Wow.
And the people in front of them, fucked.
Really? Oh, yeah.
If that had happened. Oh, it would have been a goddamn emergency.
Yeah. It blows my mind. And this doesn't have anything to do with the concert, but I was at the grocery store the other day and there was a girl who had just had a baby. So, you know, you got to give her a little bit of, you know, give them some wiggle room.
Oh,
you just had a baby. But she was real, real, real big before she had that baby.
And this wasn't one of those baby that fat.
Doesn't look pregnant when she's pregnant.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm having a baby. No, you're not.
Yeah. And she had on this shirt. And I feel now I'm just like ragging on a random girl at the store. But don't wear this. And I won't have to talk about you.
Right.
You're making me talk about you. And it was this t-shirt that she had stylized. And so back of it, she like cut strips, you know, so the whole back of the shirt was like these tiny little strings tied together
which
the
is just
whole thing
a lot of skin.
And I and these tiny little booty shorts, and I get it, it's hot, but come put some clothes on.
It's warm because that's not hot.
No, I don't Tepid. Get it, like, when does someone pour themselves into that kind of an outfit and think, this looks great. Let's go grocery shopping.
I do it about 5:30 every Tuesday. You shop at AJ's, don't you?
This was at Safeway.
Okay, I was like, why was
Which
this one at AJ's?
Which should actually be better than Fry's.
Safeway is, serious step up from Fry's.
Right.
Safeway was an interesting crowd the other day.
Anyway,
it's shocking to me. Some people wear. But you have to share the tattoo. It was the best part.
It really was something.
Yeah.
Well, it was in German, and we had to Google Translate it because we thought, that can't be it.
It can't be what it said.
Because you thought it was something, she loves dick. Is that what you thought it said?
That's what it was.
That's what it does say.
That's what it does say.
I love dick.
Ich liebe dick.
But that's not what it means in English, is it?
Yes.
We Googled it.
Oh, it does mean that?
Yeah.
Oh, she's stupid.
She's I love dick.
She's God bless
her. Do you
she's
think she's so married
but it's
to
not
a guy?
Just, it's not just her back. It's her, because she's not small. It's
her
back.
It's a billboard.
It is a billboard.
Yeah, because it goes like this.
Under this sign? Maybe it says like dictionaries and words. Like it just wraps around her.
You could have seen under your
D-I-C-K-T-I-O. Yeah, no.
Right. And it wasn't a capital D. It was a small D, so that doesn't mean proper case.
Well, it was capital, but all the letters were capital.
She's really loving dick.
She means
I love dick.
It's kind of like when you look at a football player that has a really long name.
Right.
That's kind of how her back leg.
And it can go from shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the number was right here.
Yeah.
867-5309.
It was bad.
She's a whore. And God bless her.
You're a whore. When
that's
you
the
write,
message we like to give out on this show.
I love
is,
dick bless whores. Across your giant back. You're a whore.
Giant.
That's
back.
Like not. You, that's,
it looked
yeah.
like a barn in the middle of.
I wonder. I wonder. What? Now, depending on the position, it might be an inspirational thing for the guy that's behind her, who's like, if she said, "I love," I keep going. You know, I don't know.
Because you don't want to see your face. Oh. So here's the best part. After the concert, we're out at the merchandise stand to find things to buy.
Yeah.
And all three of them somehow are behind us.
You can just feel their presence.
So one of them's like, I want shirt number 37. And the other's like, I want shirt number 52. And so the girl turns around and asks
for a size
back. Yeah. What size shirt do you want? And she said, extra large. No, just a large.
I have this one in my ear. Did you hear that?
And one of her friends is like, maybe the extra large. She goes, no, the large. What?
Honey, she's probably going to stylize the back of it.
Maybe
she wants
she's
to rent, you know,
time,
yeah, go to so. Safeway.
Maybe
yeah.
she's going to frame it and do something like a decoupage.
Well, then get a small,
that bitch is going to wear that
That's
shirt.
That's what I did.
Yeah, bitch is going to wear that
she's
shit.
And all about it.
I didn't have that same experience. Mine was much more pleasant.
Well, it's fantastic. We just had to see that.
We were surrounded by lovely people.
Thank God.
Well, it was four of us, and then randomly this guy that Michael Karcher showed up with another friend of his. So that was really fun.
Why do I know that name?
Sat with us. Michael. Yeah, you probably know him.
Is that, can I interrupt? Is that wine in a mini glass, in a mini bottle?
Yes.
It is. A
Where
little
the hell
split.
Is that from?
AJ's.
Well, we'll be shopping there.
Yeah,
I know. Because if I had a full glass, if I had a big bottle,
if you run out, we have a refrigerator in Studio A full of wine.
Yeah.
Well. Good to know.
Right.
Right. So
if we lose Aaron during the show, look for her in there.
Yeah, in the refrigerator. Yep. So what was great is when, because we were back just a little ways, and when the new kids sang tonight, mm-hmm. and they all come out into the crowd mm-hmm. and they like touch people's hands. So first of all, I sounded like Clayton yesterday because I was screaming like a 14-year-old. No, like a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Like really was having the time of my life.
Uh-huh.
And so they come out to like be in the audience, and Natalie, God bless her, and I just love her. She was like, let's go. And she like starts bolting over chairs because we're right at a point in the stadium where, it's the underpass to go, you know,
where
underneath.
The players go.
Sure. Yeah. So you can't get down to the front right where we are. So we have to go like another section over.
Around and down.
And like bolting over chairs. She's literally like elbowing people to get past. To get out of
when did security cross check her and just take her out?
I know. And they didn't. And so I ran.
They were too busy looking at the girls in front of us going,
what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I know.
We're not serving food, are we? No, good.
I know this is old, but those are dinosaurs.
We bolted down. Danny Wood was really super close. He didn't come by us. He rocked right over.
He was
one of them.
And went the other way.
No, I know who new kids are. I don't know who.
No, but remember there were two of them that we were like. Yeah.
Oh, Danny and John. I forgot Jonathan's name.
John's the gay one.
He's the gay
I don't ever have a chance with him. Yeah. So whatever it. So Danny came over close to us. And Natalie and I swear to God, both of us were jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming, reaching our hands out. It was just, it's just like fun.
Right.
And so anyway, I know, right? That's
fun. It was 4 hours, top of my
lungs.
Wouldn't stop.
Yes.
Oh my God,
I sang every song. Uh-huh. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. So then we ended up sitting back, we sat down right in that front row there was no one there. And my favorite is that I looked behind me to the woman who is singing along. And it's awesome. She's our age. And she's got her camera up when they sing, when they play Hangin' Tough, and she's videoing.
Sure.
And she's like, Hangin' Tough, arm going. And her two little daughters are like this in the chairs.
I know.
Literally. So, like, the girls that would have been into it, they were beyond bored.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, oh, mom. And the mom's like, woo! And it was so,
funny.
Cute.
We had a kid asleep in our row, like an 8-year-old who was out.
Like
okay, can we just discuss this? So new kids all of a sudden are into touching their penises and thrusting a lot and taking their shirts off and flashing.
Well, they look awesome.
They look awesome.
They didn't do enough of that 25 years ago.
Right. But like 25, right. So a lot of naked and a lot of crotch grabbing. But that Donnie Wahlberg.
No, no, no. We can't talk about it right now. I've got a little bit about
segment,
that.
Is there a segment coming
up?
Okay, because I have an opinion on him too. But okay, I'm keeping it to myself.
All right, well.
All right. I said to Kelly, though, when I came home, I said, well, Jordan Knight just gave me the night of my life. And I put him on the free hall pass list.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's back on. He was on when I was eight. He's back on now.
What's funny is, a long time ago, I thought out of all of them, Jordan Knight was my favorite.
Yeah.
He was. And then.
Mine too.
And then something happened. I saw him in an interview. I don't know. This must be within about the past couple of years. I'm like, you're a douche.
He is. I think I watched the same one today. I've been stalking him for the last 2 days.
That's
online.
What Aaron said as he walked out. She's like, I don't know.
He was.
It was interesting.
But it was an interview. Just his attitude.
Yes. Yes.
Wait,
was
he? Didn't he release a solo album a couple years ago?
I've read his whole bio.
Oh, geez. Of course.
So over the last 2 days.
Like it.
I really can't. I mean, I stalk people too. So.
He.
I have a new
yes,
stalk.
He's actually had a very successful solo career, none
well,
of which
I
followed.
Like he doesn't have balls,
but yeah, but he's had a very successful kind of. He's won awards. He's gone platinum. He's gone gold. Like he's done.
Right.
So he's been successful. I think one of the only ones well, that has
Joey
has
had
done
a Joe
stuff.
McIntyre career, didn't he? He dropped the Y.
Now, isn't Joey the one who came out?
No,
that's
no.
John Knight.
Jonathan Knight,
Jordan's brother.
I thought Joey did.
No, I kind of felt Joey's bad for married. Jonathan Knight.
Why?
And Drew Lachey.
Why?
Oh, they're the
well,
ugly brothers that were just kind of there.
I
always thought Donnie Wood was the ugly.
Danny
Wood. Danny Wood out of that whole group.
He's real ugly.
Yeah.
But he can break dance. He's a champ.
That's why they keep him there, I think.
He did some break dancing.
Okay. Well, apparently if you can break
well,
dance.
Well, his bio. Sure,
that's your
read
free
that
pass.
One too. That he does their choreography, which I loved hysterically. Because, well, their choreography, those like.
1990 choreography.
Oh, yeah. One arm.
Yep.
Lift the other arm.
Go across.
And the song like this. Either arm, finger up, or like this.
Yes.
Are they all with Janet Jackson mics? Or no.
No.
No. Uh-huh. Handheld.
But I'm telling you, and I love that we're getting to talk about this again, because I've told every single person that will listen.
I figured this whole show is going to be about this.
I've literally told every person that will listen, including my poor mother. I gave her like the 25-minute extended version of everything
because
that happened.
Because it was amazing.
Best
it was
night
magical
of my life.
Night. It was a
magic,
magical night.
Magic, magic.
Well,
magic.
And it started with I've seen a lot of concerts, especially since been with this one. We go to concerts a lot. I didn't realize, but Boys to Men, maybe best group I've ever seen perform
crazy.
Live.
Yeah,
crazy,
they were
crazy,
ever
good.
Amazing. Yeah. As good as they were then, it was live singing.
Energy
New
was
kids, not always
black
so bad.
Don't crack. That's no. Why they well, still tightened.
They
together.
Were.
Amazing,
fucking amazing.
And we couldn't figure out why. I mean, unless it was some horrible flip of the coin. Why 98 Degrees didn't open and spend like 10 minutes?
Oh, like.
And then.
Yeah, because who the hell
here you
they?
Are, and then right. Blimp up, and then
yeah.
You go.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that also.
Yeah. I thought that was like, that's too bad.
But. And it's funny. Everyone I've been talking to has said the same thing. That when Boys to Men, love them.
Yeah. And then the middle part.
Okay. So aside from all of that, which I know we're going to go over and over and over and over and then probably over again before we're done with this. And Al is praising Jesus that he's not here this week.
That it's you and like all three girls.
No, but the funny is, but I liked.
Mar just went because I.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
No, don't get me wrong. I liked some of their stuff and stuff. And again, Jordan Knight, I thought was a cutie back then, but I never followed them. They just weren't my deal. Wasn't my deal at all. So aside from that on Sunday, anything of note in the past week for you?
I've been dancing my ass off.
With it, right?
Had a girl.
And it's like coming together. It's really fun.
What are we,
to,
2 weeks away?
2 weeks away.
2 weeks away.
So it's really fun to watch.
Dancing with the Bars.
Dancing
in case
with the Bars.
KatieJune.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can make a contribution.
Don't you love having that,
I
that
do.
Easy? That easy?
It's so lovely.
I love that.
Me too. But. So we've been, it's really fun to watch how it comes together. You know, Sean teaches me this step and then this step, and I don't really get it until now we're doing the full dance, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't
it
believe you just taught
together,
me a dance.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really fun. So there's that. I've also experimented with some baking today.
Yeah.
So
is it gluten free?
Does Laura have anything to do with these?
Don't.
Oh, that's the wrong. I would have come from you. I'm sorry, Marnie.
Don't get too crazy on the yet.
Okay.
I really want you guys to taste all of them, and then I'll tell you what's up.
Taste all of them? Like,
or
we have to take a sample of each
everybody
one.
Everybody gets
is
one.
Is there aspartame in them?
There's literally nothing bad.
Okay. Well,
no,
that wasn't the question.
Aspartame. That's all I care about. Just aspartame.
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all.
So she takes one.
Thank you.
God, give me that.
Oh my God, I don't give a shit. What else is in there?
All right, I'll take this. All right.
Are we all taking a bite right now together?
Sure, I think we should. So
there's frosting on it and everything.
You can explain a little more about this then. While we're all taking
a
bite.
Some of it might. I'm just really curious to know your thoughts.
It smells good.
Yeah.
Oh, there's coconut in there.
I should have asked.
So, you don't like coconut?
Nope. So it would be delicious, I think, Katie. Good job.
Set it down.
I love coconut.
I also love coconut.
Eat up.
Is there cilantro?
It's actually really...
There's no cilantro. No. It's actually a lot of coconut taste. It's actually pretty good if I can... Yeah.
Well, and you're not going to hurt my feelings if you say it's not. Because I had a little bit of a... Kelly was more into it than I was. I had a little bit of a hard time.
What's the...
Oh, I love the coconut. So,
what are the other backing flavors that I'm experiencing?
Exactly. So our new diet...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
We are now paleo as of Monday.
Paleo. Okay.
What does that even mean?
It's trendy. Just
you
go
eat
with it.
What hunters and gatherers ate. It's so trendy. You can eat like seeds and beans?
Well, no, actually, I don't really know. It's so weird. It's so weird. No grains. It's totally gluten-free. It's totally dairy-free.
Right.
It's,
is there bat guano in this by any odd chance? I don't just
check. Do you want to know what it is?
Well, maybe I don't.
Exclusively like coconut products. So
that would explain my version.
Coconut flour, cocoa.
What Bruno Mars tastes like.
A little bit of salt. Okay. I know. A little bit of salt and a little bit of baking soda. And then eggs you can eat because you could gather chickens, right? You can eat chicken. Very limited, like red meat, pork, like really limited.
Red meat in
fish,
here?
Fish. No, no.
Oh.
Fish. Ground steak. But in there, and then there's just eggs. Coconut oil is what you use.
I've got enough fucking oil on my finger.
I know. It's really greasy.
I could lube a sewing machine.
And then the chocolate frosting, which freaked me out a little bit, is vegan, like Karo.
I was going to ask if it was Karo. Yeah, something like that. But
why can't you put Nutella on it?
I think there's probably something in there I'm not supposed to have.
Paleo.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go back.
It is the trendiest, most asinine, ridiculous thing that we're doing.
So delicious.
Ooh, Marn loves those.
Oh, my God.
I love them, too. Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something that's really interesting.
Please continue on.
It's been... I know, because I know you love it. It's really interesting. No, like I've been... You can have wine. Thank you, Jesus. No gluten, no nothing. And I was on Monday... morning, like 4.5 pounds heavier than I am currently right now. I've lost 4.5 pounds. And I know that some of it is just like I gorged over the weekend. Every weekend I'm like eating bad and drinking
again,
bad.
What do you call this? Paleo?
Paleo.
Paleo. P-A-L-E-O?
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially it's gluten-free, dairy-free. Monday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes.
So are we at 24 hours yet?
Oh, we're at, no, I started Monday morning. So I woke up on Monday and had a smoothie.
So we're at 36 hours.
Yeah.
All right, well, approximately. I'm going to carry the one.
We'll find out next Tuesday.
Well, I'll let you know. We're going to find out later in the show.
I'm trying it for 2 weeks. I want to be at a peak physical.
Physical?
Peak physical performance for Dancing with the Bars.
I'm very excited.
So...
Very good.
There you
The Monday after Dancing with the Bars, we're all going to Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
All right.
That could happen.
Marn, updates from you?
I don't think that there are any.
Okay, so we've shot our wad on New Kids, and that's what you're doing, right? That's okay. Got it.
That was her highlight.
I didn't.
There, it feels like there was more.
I'm sure there was.
We saved some dogs last night.
We did save some dogs and didn't end up keeping them.
Either one of them.
Done. There's no Patty Hearst, Al.
You put him in somebody else's house?
actually, it would have been Patrick
Did
Hearst.
Did you get Elaine down
the
room?
We reunited them with their dad.
And it feels so good.
Damn it! Oh, I thought
it
was misunderstood.
Get out of each other's heads.
No, Billy Ocean. No Billy Ocean.
Yeah, sorry.
Because they'll never go away.
No.
Bastard.
Get out of my car.
Okay, so tell the story of the dogs, briefly.
Well, there were these two dogs. And I went out to do something in the front yard, and I see these two dogs walking, and I was like, oh, fuck, please have a human.
Because have a human. Marnie's partner believes in dog karma very strongly. Every time I see a dog, I'm really glad to save it.
He'd literally fight you.
I know.
Yeah, he'd pull a Michael Vick.
Oh, not funny.
It is to him. No. So I'm making him laugh out east.
But he's not listening right now.
Yeah, he is. True.
He's at Show Tunes.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, so I save dogs whenever I see a stray. We have to, and I have my wonderful partner now does the same thing because it means a lot to me.
Yes, and that is why. No, but that came out wrong. I was reading. And that's exactly why. It's true. But they were just walking and they seemed so sweet. And I thought, well, I have to go over there. So I did, and they were so sweet. And
oh my God!
Needless to say, flash forward, we get the leashes. There was a collar, wrong number. So we were going to take them to see if they were chipped. We get them in the car.
Are these the ones you posted in the car?
Yeah,
I saw those.
Yeah.
And the first thing I thought was people are going to think they're locking dogs in cars.
I'm stealing dogs and locking them in my car.
No, we had, so they're in the car and the two of us, like, I have the four and two of which, really not car dogs. Well, one for sure. Rudy. He's a little chaotic in the car. And her Rocky, just a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
So between the two, we look back at these two who just met us 2 minutes ago, and they're asleep.
They jump over each other to get in the car. They're just sitting up looking at us like, whatever.
Yeah.
Harold, the big black dog.
We learned later.
God damn it, they're naming the dog.
No, Marnie named them Butch and Sundance.
Okay. Yeah. Cute, cute, cute.
That's actually cute. Yeah.
But Harold, Butch, puts his head on my shoulder from the back seat.
So cute.
Like, just, what's up there?
Yeah, they were so, they were really quite something. And we called Joan Green to get a little help because Joan's the dog savior, really. And so I was like, I have no idea what to do. And it was just wonderful because we get them back. They were not chipped.
Okay.
We get them back. And
by the way, because people are listening, if you find a dog, where do you take them?
Yeah, how do you get
so
find out if they're chipped?
Hopefully they have some sort of identification. Color. And even if it's the Maricopa County, that you call the phone number on there, enter the tag number, and it should link you to hopefully a good phone number for the person.
Yeah.
And if you have animals out there, please make sure that phone number is good with Maricopa County.
And update it.
Mm-hmm. And keep on it. So then you take them to the vet if you can safely get them in the car, safely, you know,
well,
have
clearly
them.
You're
I'm so
drive.
Scared of
yeah,
right?
They did. They really did.
I'm like really freaked when I see a stray dog.
Yeah.
I was chased by one time and I'm really, it was years ago, but it's in my head.
Yep.
I am panicked.
You should never walk up. I mean, like, I just kept kind of walking toward him. I'm like, hi guys. And I wasn't kind of looking at him, you know.
Oh, I will not look. Yeah. I won't make eye contact. Nothing. I was like rollerblading in my neighborhood and there was a dog across the street and it tore after me. A woman who was driving by pulled over and was like, get in real quick. I was petrified.
Right.
It was very scary.
Well, my Rocky, if he ever got out, he chases anything on wheels, bikes, scooters, skateboards. So it would have been similar.
Right.
But so if you can safely get them in your car, you can take them to any vet office. You just walk in and say, I found this dog. Will you scan them for chip? Anyone will scan them for free.
Right. We ended up taking ours to these two to PetSmart.
Banfield.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Because they're open later.
Got
then hopefully you can reunite it with its owner. If it's after 6 o'clock at night, you're kind of in a rough spot after 5 or 6 because shelters are closed and Maricopa County Animal Control is closed. So you've got to figure out for the night what to do with the dog or dogs. And then you can call Maricopa County in the morning or call somebody who will watch it out. Okinawa's in. Did you see that?
I did just see that. Okinawa. Hello, Okinawa.
So anyway.
Okay, so then you get them scanned. How did you get them back to the owners?
Well, that was just luck because we took them back to her house and I was just planning on taking them to my house and just having them in the backyard separated.
But you found them close to her house? Or
yeah.
Your house?
Okay, house, right. Only because she couldn't keep them at hers.
Right.
And
with Rocky.
Yeah,
right.
So we were,
and that other
we were
one
gonna
you
take
had.
Them. Little Pongo.
Yeah, Pongo.
We were going to take them to my house and we just sat out front for a little bit and
I gave him some food and water. Yeah, their owner walked right up.
This guy came back and was like, you have my dogs? You know, and just kind of because we were in the front yard.
Except then we walked them to his house because they were still on my leashes. And the guy had like a hole in his front of his house, like just where hot air just goes in. Just not like a window open, but just like a big open hole. And then he opened the door and it was like maybe an episode of
Hoarders.
With maybe like it was air conditioning. And then he comes over to thank us like 2 minutes later with 12 fresh eggs from his chickens. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's like off the grid a little bit.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could be.
But now
that's weird.
I'm like just going to tell you that it don't be surprised if the dogs come back with little suitcases.
They're like,
hey, we were
Daddy
actually
said
looking
we,
for you.
Daddy said we could stay with you.
Right. Yeah. You have air conditioning.
Right, right.
Yeah, at least in the car. They know we do.
Right.
So, but they were really sweet.
Very
that
cool.
Big black lab.
Oh. There you are saving dogs and, well, not cats so much, but dogs. Well, actually, you're the one who saved cats.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so is that your big? Are we?
Well, I have another big.
Go.
But cool,
I went skydiving on Saturday. I got pushed out of a plane.
Jump out of a perfectly
a
good running plane.
130 miles an hour, and they didn't tell us that till after we got on the ground.
Now, how high were you?
13,000.
Where did you go?
Feet.
So if you divide that
Eloy.
By 5,280, that gives you the miles.
Right, and so we get 3,000 feet up, and I'm like, God, we're up high. And he's like, we still have 10,000 more to go. I'm like, oh my God. We went with my siblings. My sister.
What did you say? 13,000 what?
13,000 square feet, essentially.
No, not square feet. 30,000 feet up?
13,000 feet high. Sorry.
Okay,
yeah.
So 5,280 divided by that's 2.46 miles.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So my sister next month is moving to South Africa for a year.
Wow.
And on
so
purpose?
She, yeah. So okay. She wants to check
you
some
have
stuff
such
off
an
her
adventurous
bucket
family.
List.
Peru, yeah, South Africa.
I know. So
that's creating shit out of this, you know, the air and a leaf.
Very cool.
I love it. So she wanted to do this. So my brother and I went with her, and it was fantastic. It was scary and amazing, and I couldn't breathe for a couple seconds, and I didn't know. I was really, truthfully, afraid I wouldn't fit in the harness because there's a weight limit, and I was a little bit over it.
And you hadn't even been to the concert yet.
Right. Yeah. And how am I going to, before the concert, yeah. die in the...
Well,
right?
No, I was thinking that you had seen people who couldn't fit in their harnesses
No.
either.
No. Wouldn't have fit around their leg.
They couldn't have fit in the plane, sweetheart.
No, oh. No. But it was great, and it was great bonding with my siblings, and we had a wonderful day, and...
right. Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard this from several other people who've done that, Matt Little being one of them. It's like you feel when you come back to the earth and you stand up and you're done, you can do any fucking thing ever in the world.
For about 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like we like the adrenaline was so big that we kind of came down and we're like, my brother gets motion sickness, so motion sick. So the second he lands, he runs over and throws up.
Oh, really?
And then I felt
what
woozy,
a way to
and Abby felt woozy. So we all kind of...
Well, when you have, like, one of your party is just barfing.
Right, yeah,
there's there can be a chain reaction.
Right, but then we kind of pick ourselves back up, and it was really
So tell me your feeling, right? Because I went to Eloy within the last year.
Right.
And, right... When you're climbing, isn't it just like the most intense?
Oh my, so
and
intense.
You're just like, I was panicky, but excited, but like totally freaked out.
And almost like not in my present mind because the thought of jumping out, who the hell jumps out of planes?
Yeah.
Crazy people.
And then when they have you at the door.
Or parachuters.
So you pay for
paratroopers.
We paid for photographers. There's one photographer who came with each one of us and took pictures our whole way. So my lady, Diane, hanging out of the plane as it goes fast in the air, that high up. She's hanging on with one hand, taking pictures of me. They have a little mouth camera taking.
It's so cool, yeah.
Right. And then I'm standing
there. Like,
really?
She's holding the camera with her mouth?
Well, no, that camera's on her helmet.
Oh.
And then she's got a little thing she bites to take pictures.
Oh,
to take
got those. It. Okay, yeah, well, that's cool. That's very cool.
So then she
should,
captures...
I should have that while I'm riding my bike.
Yes, you should.
I'm kidding.
She Nobody captures very accurately my emotions as I get to the door. And
fear?
See? like disbelief, fucking crazy fear. And then he points to her and I do my regular, like, smile, and then he pushes, and all of a sudden I can't breathe.
Isn't it almost like you just kind of go blank?
Have you done it?
Yeah, I went to Eloy and did it.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
and
you just
said
that.
We didn't do the pictures; we did the video.
Oh yeah,
and it's great because the videographer the whole time was like, "Okay, make a fun face, like do something cool." Because I was just like this.
And the problem with the video is it's just a whole bunch of this.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is for 4 minutes is free fall skin flap. Like,
you're totally right. Yeah. No, it's completely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You need that shit just, like, captured once and then forgotten.
I'm done with it.
That may potentially be the name of the show. Free fall skin flap.
So, anyway, that was it. I
cried after stopped and we started just, like, kind of floating. Right. I was just so overwhelmed. Just emotionally overwhelmed by what I had just experienced. I was totally
and
in
it goes from so loud to silent.
Yes.
No, that'd be cool.
I just cried. It was so weird.
Oh. How about you find, sir, Mr.
Yeah,
well,
what'd you do, sir? Oh, I want to hear your story.
It's really not, the story that everybody thinks it is. Everybody thinks that I went to San Diego Pride and was having I had a good time. I certainly won't say that. I mean, it's cooler weather and better boys. I mean, there's no way you can get around that. No.
Where's my belt?
Yeah, right there.
Right.
But I've decided, and I know this goes hand in hand with being older, I'm not going back on Pride.
Yeah.
I will go back on off Pride because it's a lot. I don't have time for lines. I don't have time for fights. I don't have time for exorbitant pricing of cocktails because they know they can rape.
Because
they can rape and pillage everybody.
Right.
Not unlike what they do here in town. Like, I know bars that have drink specials on certain days, but during Pride weekend they don't do any of the drink specials.
Or it's like the Pride drink special, and it's like $3 more.
Right.
Right.
Now,
right.
I will tell you one of the things that I have learned to enjoy, and let me know if any of you have ever tried these. We went to, while we're in San Diego, there are a myriad of of bars up and down the main strip in Hillcrest on University. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely to be able to walk amongst. I wish that I would love. In fact, Michael and I were talking about this the whole time we were there. My friend Michael Mejia that was with me. We were talking about this the whole time. It'd be great if, for example, like on 7th Avenue, which is kind of like the gay strip, mm-hmm. if all the bars were there and you could just walk to all of them. Mm-hmm. But no, of course, we're spread out all over God's half acre. But it was nice to start at one end and be able to just, you know, bar hop and walk your way to and from, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, it winds up being you're at Phoenix San Diego Pride because everybody that
sure.
I don't want to stand in San Diego and have drinks with you. I could do that at Charlie's here.
Yeah, we did that,
and you probably choose not to.
Right. For the most part, we didn't. So yeah. we kind of didn't. We did hang a little with a few people, which were very Ed Schomer. God, I love Ed Schomer.
He is so cute.
And I'll tell you a story about Ed in a minute, which was he just was cracking me the fuck up. So has anybody had a Corona Rita? Mm-hmm. Do you know what a Corona Rita is?
No.
Okay.
Sounds like a. Well, tell us what
well,
it
I will
is.
Tell you.
Sounds
well.
Like.
Sounds like.
Sounds like.
Yeah, we're going to do charades.
ding, ding, ding.
Right. Alcoholism. So it's a, you know what a margarita glass, like the big margarita glasses. Well, it's bigger than that. It's a huge margarita glass made with whatever top shelf bullshit. Well, they make the whole fucking margarita, and then they put an upside down Corona beer in it. Mm. So as you drink it down, the Corona the mixes fails. With the margarita. $28. But
oh my gosh.
A piece.
What?
A piece.
Whoa.
Yeah. So those are pricey, but they're good. They're good.
How does the beer bottle not delicious. Fall out of the glass?
When you're standing in a, they're better to have
I'm
if they're
Google.
Sitting. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, Google.
If they're sitting on a table, pictures. You're better off because they don't move. But if you're standing in a crowd, you kind of have to hold and hold because otherwise the beer bottle will roll around. So as I was standing there, I was thinking to myself, I should write a letter to Corona, and on their bottles, they should have a flat spot they built should. Into the bottle so that when they serve the, look, that's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
So the glass is just gigantic enough that it will
right.
hold the bottle.
So that as you drink the margarita, the beer blends in together.
And it's tasty?
Oh, it's enjoyable. I will tell you that. Yeah. So we go through that. We go to all the other places, you know, this line, that line, blah, blah, blah. Well, that was all well and good. And we did it for a few days. And I learned something else I will talk about here in a minute called Uber Cab, which was fantastic. And I will share that with you. But what really got to me was at the end of Sunday. So, like, these kids have been partying Wednesday, Thursday, because their pride starts kind of on a Wednesday.
Right.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, Sunday afternoon, I was ready to come home Sunday morning. I really was. But we'd already paid for the hotel. Mm-hmm. Screw it. We're staying. I was really surprised, starting in the afternoon on Sunday, how many fights started.
Oh,
and
really?
Because typically you don't. And I realize that bars do. And I'm going to paint with a broad brush here. I notice that there are a lot more fights in lesbian bars for some weird reason than
all
gay
the
bars.
Testrogen.
Right. So I'm not being discriminatory.
And
I'm just,
Wranglers, quite frankly.
they're so tight.
And
the
Coors
Light. You can't breathe.
Yeah. Testrogen, Coors Light,
and Wranglers. Bingo.
Done.
Unintentional racism. So
or something.
So
intentional.
So I was at Fiesta Cantina, and some guy goes nuts and takes out four bouncers from Fiesta.
What?
Like, lays them out.
Like drugs? Something?
Bath salts. Did they eat somebody's face off?
I don't know. Takes, like, four of them out, and nobody can subdue him. So eight, like, I'm gonna say eight, from the bar across the street run over, and it takes all of them to get him to the ground.
Oh, my God.
They get him to the ground. The cops are there in, like, 2.2. Seconds, like not minutes, like they're on it. They're right
sure.
there. Cuff him, take him off. So they disrupt all that. At the same bar, three or four more fights are thrown out just while we're there. Just like somebody got stupid on the dance floor, somebody did whatever.
Oh my
God. So I'm like, Jesus, let's go. So we're going to walk down the street. So we move on and we walk on down and we don't go to Moe's because it was busy. We go back to Flick's. And again, it's wonderful to be able to walk in beautiful weather all that way.
So nice.
So we get to Flick's and it was fun. It was karaoke and they were all annihilated, but we didn't care. So we're sitting on the patio of Flick's and this is where Ed Schomer comes into the party. Ed Schomer is on the front patio of Flicks on the opposite, on the other side of the security fence, not drinking. He drank enough. He's flagging people in as they walk by. He's like, hi, come in, do your thing. He's flagging everybody in and he's making up bullshit drink specials that they're like, well, hey, cause they don't know him. They think he works there.
Sure. Yeah.
So like, hey, what's your drink specials? And he's like, oh my God, Coors Light is like a buck or whatever. He's asking, he's just making up shit. And then at one point, he was kicking his leg and doing something, and somebody reached out to touch his leg, and he goes, no, it's a prosthetic. He was cracking us up. It was Ed Schomer.
He was so
fun. So then we end Flicks, and this is where I decided I am too old for the, for these events. Plus, it's a bar that's not mine. Do any of you know what Rich's is?
Yes.
In San Diego.
Rich's, I know Flicka's, but
it's like the
Flicks or whatever.
Rich's is the,
it's the dance club.
It's the hardcore dance club. Okay, it's the circuit boys. It's the shirtless boys with bottles of water and lollipop on ecstasy. Yeah. It's all of that, okay?
No, we were not there.
Not my deal. Not my deal. But right. But that's
I have had a few fun nights there.
And maybe, but probably not during Pride where they're just really over the top.
Right.
So I go and I get there and I walk through and I didn't realize that there was a back side of the bar, which the real big dance floor was. Okay. So I walk back there and I see two guys that are from Phoenix. I hate it when you walk into people and you see them and I assumed they were good kids. I didn't know. And I find out immediately that they're, he said something, he goes, oh my God, we're rolling so hard. And I'm like, yeah, it's a good time. He goes, no, like on coke. And I find out that people are like strung out.
Oh my God, what is this, 1984?
Yeah, no, and these are 22, 3-year-old kids. I didn't understand. This is close to 2 a.m. God damn, we're running so late. Anyway, close to 2 a.m., they push everybody out of the bar at the end of the night. They don't fuck around there. Their deal in California is they cut you off at 5 till and out the door, and you're done at 2. They don't. There's no lag time. There's no fucking around. They're done. Well, these two, I walk out on the patio, run into one of them. The other one had walked down the block. This is where the posting I put on Facebook about where I had to break. I actually broke up a fight.
Yes, that's what I saw.
How did I miss
that? They're standing next to me. They're standing next to me, and the other one comes back, and he's tweaked out of his mind, and he's like, "Why the fuck are you? Why aren't we leaving?" Da, la, la, la. And the other one's like, "I'm not ready to go. I'm okay." And he points to me, and he goes, "Oh, now you're going to drag him into this too?" And I'm like, "I am not involved in this."
Whoa.
So I step 2 feet over and lean on a parking meter, and before I know it, he's waylaying the other one against a car. So I grab the little one.
What?
Two other guys grab him. We're trying to pull them apart. We get them apart, and they're like 10 feet apart, and we think, okay, this is good. Nope, he comes at him again. Have you ever punched a watermelon and the sound of a watermelon when you hit it?
Nope.
But I'm totally gonna go get one.
Right, but he was hitting he was hitting the kid.
Yes,
so,
I get that reference.
He was hitting the kid so hard that's what it sounded like. It was horrible.
My God.
It took all of the security people from them to pull him off a second time and subdue him. Again, cops got there, ambulance, fire truck, all this shit. And I'm like,
my God.
I gotta get the fuck out of here. This is not my deal, not my scene. I want out.
And you said these two were friends?
Friends from Phoenix.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'll be curious.
Friends traveling together.
So
friends acquaintances.
Just so coked out that
they hang out all the time together.
So fucked up. They couldn't
So one, I'm assuming, was arrested. The one that did the other one left town and immediately head back to Phoenix to find a dentist because come to find out he lost teeth.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
What a bunch of shit. So again, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go during the off parties.
Yeah, hashtag not fun.
Yeah, not as fun.
No,
right.
Not
you can
fun.
Go with us like in 2 weeks.
No, next week, babe. Next week.
Next week, I mean.
I'll be here for a little while. Yeah. I go dancing with the bars.
Yeah.
I got other things
to do. So do we.
We'll be here for that.
And I have seats for you.
Yay!
And for Al, so but I'm really
fine. Oh, what?
Well, I was just wondering if there might be one more
logistics later.
We'll
yeah.
One more.
Yep. If they're going to vote for me, then yes.
If Mama died.
Last little thing about San Diego. Unfortunately, my friend Michael, because we stayed in the same hotel room.
Sure.
What's it called? Sleep apnea, where you stop breathing in the middle of sleep. I haven't slept since I got there Friday.
Oh, because he was just snoring?
He couldn't, because I would freak out. I would wake up because he would be, you know, that gasping for air and that whole thing. Freaked me out. Didn't sleep. So there's sleep deprivation. There was partying. There was this. There was a lot going on.
Oh.
But it's beautiful weather and better looking boys. So there's that.
Yeah.
My God. So that's it. We've taken 44 minutes to do all of our catch up on what we're doing.
It was the new kids. I know. The new kids will do it to you.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to it, I'm sure, really. In just a few minutes.
Yes.
But we're coming back with headlines. We have so much more to do. We have the Death Watch with, I'm sure, we'll bring up all kinds of things this week because nobody's gleeful about that.
Nope.
We've got sports, headlines, entertainment, and much, much more coming up. It's the show on Q Talk America. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Q Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual.
And I give a damn about equality.
Wanna know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
Join us at wegiveadamn.org to learn more.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Okay, here we go with a few glorious headlines on this Tuesday night. Forgive my voice. I think the change of weather between San Diego and Phoenix is what did me in. A woman is diagnosed with having ghetto booty.
Two guys, 20 years, terminal illness, and a Baltimore tarmac.
Well, that is not what the song says.
Ass whooping by New Kids on the Block fans.
Iceberg dead ahead. Nope, just soap suds.
Those Westboro fuckers are at it again.
Courteous robber agrees to leave the pie behind.
I need my gun more than ever.
And cabs are going to be charging for passengers to vomit in them. Oh. I mean the cleanup. I mean the cleanup of that. Not... I worded... Okay.
I'd like to pay $10 to vomit in your cab, please.
Excuse me, can I vomit in this cab?
Oh, look, we're going to pay to puke.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No. Oh, my God. That was so funny. I just read the headline completely wrong. Oh,
I love it.
Dear God. Well, that was funny. All right. Well, a Tennessee woman coping with severe lower back pain has endured even more pain when the doctor diagnosed her with having ghetto booty. I believe I put this story on our Facebook, I think. If you Google ghetto booty in news, you'll see the story. A woman by the name of Terry Ragland, who's 55 years old, could not believe the words coming out of Dr. Sweo's mouth during an April appointment at a sports orthopedics and spine center in Jackson, Tennessee. He said, "I know what the problem is. It's ghetto booty." Ragland told WREG News in Memphis. She says, "I think I blacked out after he said ghetto booty. I think my mind was just stuck on the phrase because I couldn't believe that he actually said it." Sweo had diagnosed Ragland with lumbar lordosis, but decided to take a less technical approach with explaining what it is by then calling it ghetto booty. He later wrote an apology to her after she complained to an office manager. To make matters worse, Sweo told her that there was no remedy for her condition, even though she could manage it with pain medication. Apparently what happened... She's a heavier black woman.
Does she like dick?
Sure.
I'm just curious. I'm going to
assume yes.
Maybe.
She said that it says to me, the way that he explained it, it says to me that he doubts what type of intellect I have, how intelligent I am, and the ability to understand what he's conveying to me in medical terms. The doctor admitted off camera to the news station that he said ghetto booty to her, who has filed a formal complaint with the state's health department. She did, rather. Well, it's interesting, but what the deal is, and I think a lot of people understand, she has a weight problem, and because of the curvature of her ass sticking out, basically, sure. it's causing a real hard bend in the spine, and it's causing her back pain. So, and what the reason I would wonder about this, and I know people who have back pain, and girls are a prime candidate because heavy breasts do that. It makes your back, you have to bend your back, and it causes you horrible back pain.
Sure.
But he said there's no cure. You just either have to.
She could do side bends and sit ups.
Well,
but
sure,
please don't lose that butt.
Ding,
but,
ding. Oh!
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
I wasn't there.
But
we're always there.
But,
we're New Kids fans.
Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting that he opted to go to ghetto booty than saying that she has a lumbar lordosis.
But here's what I think. I kind of feel like she just needs to calm the fuck down a little bit. Like, the fact that it has to be news. Like, so you had a doctor. He was a dick. Tell him he's a dick. Like, write him a letter and be like, "You're an asshole. Peace out. You just lost a customer or you lost a patient.
Right.
Like, I'm not coming back to you and I'm telling all my friends not to come back to you." At what point do you call the news station and get them involved? I just don't get it. Like, I went to Target the other week to try to return a suitcase that the wheel busted off. The woman was a total sea bag, and she wouldn't like return the thing.
You mean D bag?
That's an Okinawan.
She was an Okinawan. Right. Whatever. And I'm not there. I'm not there yet. And but anyway, she was rude. I left in my head going, "I effing hate you." Mm-hmm. And then that was it. And I told Kelly, and I said, "I'm going to write a letter. I'm so pissed." That she was really, really super rude, but it's not on the news.
Sure.
Well, so when I was in, like, the be- late high school. So let me back this up. My mom. My mom is Russian, of Russian Jewish descent. So couple that with my hair color, and I'm a hairy beast. And so I have hair, and
I have,
as some girls do, like facial hair a little bit, and it's gross, and I hate it. And so I went to So I went to a doctor end of high school, maybe even beginning of college, for this, because there's a term. It's like hirsute. I don't know how to say it, but it's where
furry.
Yeah. Well, so he's going on, and he's like, "Well, we can try this cream, and you can try this." And I said, "Well, and what if that doesn't work?" And he says, "You can always join the circus as the bearded lady." Not taken well by me.
Right.
So it doesn't make the news, but you bet your ass I wrote a letter to the practice, to him, to the Better Business Bureau, to the medical board in Arizona. And I got a response from the Better Business Bureau apologizing. And then I got the official file from this guy, and he said something in it like he thought I could take a joke or something. Like, what? Who the hell are you? Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't make news, but it hurts. And so fuck you, doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The end. That's a good point. Like, coming from the patient side. But she was obvious. This woman was obviously very upset.
Right. If you're already self-conscious about it, I got a big ass. I'm self-conscious about it. Maybe I don't need a medical professional to tell
me. That's actually
a good point.
No. We're now sponsored by No-No. The hair removal.
Oh, my God. Can I have a free one?
No. The other thing in this story, when I watch it, the doctor actually said to the news station off camera that the definition of ghetto booty just means that it sticks out. They looked up it. There's no definition.
No.
Not even an Urban Dictionary?
She looked up Webster's, according to them.
Well, it's not going to be in there yet.
There you go. Marn?
Yes. Well, there are two gentlemen who have been together for 20 years.
Oh. Wish I had someone that's tender.
Well, yes. 20 years together, and one of them has a terminal illness, ALS, if you guys are familiar with Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
And so his dying wish is that he wanted to be able to get married to his partner.
Okay.
But moving him is a really big deal because it's so painful.
Right. Like
every little bit of that is very, very
painful. You signed up to go do it?
I did. I'm flying out there tomorrow.
oh my God! I was like, "What? That's amazing!" Okay, right.
I would have. By the way, I so would.
Yeah, I know you would.
I mean, in a heartbeat. But anyway, someone else asked me to marry. Digress. All right, come on. So anyway, this what they did was they
bitch.
They
who was she? I'm a fucking cutter.
Relaxation. Breathe. As far as this goes, they decided where New York was too far. There were so many things because they're in Ohio. And so they went to Baltimore, and they had to get married on the tarmac because as far as getting, they were in Baltimore. They were in Maryland at that point. And so because Ohio not permitting same-sex marriage. Friends, there was $12,700 that it cost for this chartered flight with medically equipped private plane. Mm. And so it was made, Crossroads Hospice was a big part of it. In donations and friends and family. The gift was just this perfect day, and that's what they have, a perfect day fund for their terminally ill patients. And so once they touched down in Baltimore, they married in a 7.5-minute ceremony. It was very quick.
Did they actually get out of the plane?
No.
They just stayed in the plane.
Because it was just too big. He couldn't have left.
Couldn't
it.
Move, right.
Or,
too much.
So, pretty big deal. I thought that was just a really neat story.
That's cool.
Two decades later.
So cool that all of those organizations got together, too, and friends and family to donate and contribute to help make that happen.
And but if you don't want to donate to that cause, you can donate to katiebean.com.
Dancing with the Bar. She will do good with money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Clayton, before you start your next story.
UrbanDictionary.com?
Yeah. So a woman with an extremely large size gluteus maximus. The exceptionally formed buttocks of a woman, usually black, often Latin, rarely white, never Asian, that strains the normal aesthetic boundaries of size, shape, and proportion. A big booty that when you turn your back, people say, damn, that's a nice ass. And then here are some synonyms. Booty, ass, butt, junk in the trunk, badonkadonk, ghetto, big ass, fat, behind, bottom, bubble butt, fat ass, apple bottom, bootylicious, bum, rump, badunkadunk again, because needs to be said twice. Thick donk and fat ass with a PH.
And certainly, fat like Cindy Crawford.
No sushi. No sushi here.
No.
Never Asian.
Never Asian.
All right, go ahead.
Standing in Urban Moe's to go with your badunkadunk, because I'm going to say it a third time. Standing there, we're standing in line for drinks at one point. Now remember, if you're, you know who Michael is? His nickname is Booty.
Booty.
Yeah, Booty, right. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing there in my jeans that I know accentuate the positive.
Yeah, you got the thing.
And
you got
the thing. Yeah, he's next to me.
Ba-dunk-a-dunk-dunk.
So all of a sudden there's a tap on my shoulder and this guy's like, oh my God, you have a great ass. And I'm like, well, thanks. Have you seen his? And he turns around and he's like, oh my God. And he's like bringing people to see his ass.
It's very funny.
Very funny.
That is great. That kind of makes you feel good. Yeah. I mean, I think if someone told me, like, damn, I'd be like, what?
And honest to God,
I'm going to shake it for you.
And honest to God, I was standing there and a woman comes up to me. Actually, there were two different ones. The first one said I looked like. Another woman came up to me and she's like, I can't believe you're here. And I'm like,
it's cute.
I can't believe I am either. What? And she's like, You're George Michael.
Oh,
she totally did.
It.
And I'm like, no. She's like, oh my God, you are, because we've all been standing over there for the longest time. We wanted to come and talk to you. I'm like, no, it's not. She's like, you are. She goes, I just think it's so cool. You're just here hanging out in San Diego.
You and I'm are.
Like,
she's telling you, yes, you are.
Oh no, she's like,
yes, you are.
This is what I went through 20 years ago when I used to have to show ID on airplanes to prove that I wasn't him.
Oh my God, Clayton.
She was
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh my God, you're. So
how
I,
fun
so
that
I
it's happening
her,
now.
I showed
again.
Her pictures of me from 20 years ago, and she's like, oh my God, that's you. She's like, that's who you look like. I'm like, no, that's me.
Yeah.
It was very funny. Very flattering and funny to me.
That's fun.
Roseville, Minnesota.
Oh.
Authorities say a St. Paul man accused of robbing a couple leaving a Roseville grocery store took nearly everything. Credit cards, cash, identification, and just about all of their groceries, because he was a douchebag. A criminal complaint says that a man named Jason Armstrong posed as a grocery store employee collecting carts, and then when he jumped in the backseat of the couple's car outside of Roseville Cub Foods last month, it says Armstrong took the couple's possessions at gunpoint, but granted one request from the woman. She wanted to keep the pie crust and strawberries so she could make a pie for Father's Day. He left the berries and crust behind and then fled on foot. The Star Tribune says Armstrong is due in court on Monday on aggravated robbery and kidnapping. At press time, it was not known whether he had representation.
I have been to that Cub, as a matter of fact.
Have you really?
I sure have.
Well, be careful.
Well,
if you go back.
I'll be a ninja.
Yeah, well, sure.
Well, I mean, I'll be a ninja then, you know, because I'll be all Minnesotan ninja. Sure. God damn. Hey, Okinawa says, by the way, listen to the rest of the show from last week about the blood drive.
Uh-huh.
DOD still won't allow donations from gays.
I didn't realize. I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, really, thank you, that. Harrison, for knowing what it's called, what my hairiness is called.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at that. I still can't pronounce it.
Hirsutism? Is that hirsutism?
Yeah, hirsutism. Something along those lines.
And she also says that as a chiropractor, which Harrison is, she says there are several treatments for ghetto booty. Stupid doctor who says there aren't. There aren't.
Right.
Ass.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of ass, there was an ass whooping.
Uh-oh.
There was an ass whooping. And this will probably upset
pay extra
Aaron's
for it.
Sister.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Poor Abby's boyfriend, in quotes.
Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter got his ass kicked by New Kids on the Block fans. And I roared.
I knew we were going to come back to this.
What the fuck?
I know.
Just roared. Yes. So apparently, where are my things?
How long of a story is this?
Not long at
all. Okay, because I was like, we got a break.
Can't be long at all.
All right.
It's Aaron Carter. and
sorry,
Abby. Are you from? Sorry, Abby. Do you know who Aaron Carter is?
I do. I do.
So he was in Boston. And he's kind of a.
And that's
God
New Kid's hometown. Yeah,
Beantown. Hometown.
Mm-hmm. Beantown.
And quite frankly, kind of one of those white kids that I think wants to be black is going to be my guess the Aaron Carter kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm only guessing because of the douchebag hat he has on. Sorry, Abby. But he and the whole article is about how he's like, that's right, I got them boys like back. My knuckles is all bruised, so you know I win or something.
Hey, big brother,
you know
keep
I
it
win.
On the DL.
What are you
kidding.
Doing?
That's what he said. That's it.
Is that a quote?
Yes. Maybe not direct, but close. Similar. Very similar.
Throwing gang signs and shit.
That's what he was doing in this video.
I felt like
it's
what you
here.
Were doing.
That is not a quote, but it's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was his after party tour. because he sings that song, Jump, Jump. What? I didn't know that. What is that?
Criss-cross.
Sounds like Criss-cross.
Jump, Jump of, singer.
And one of them just died.
Yep, but still dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to see that magazine.
He posted photos, and he had been, he got his ass kicked. His eyes and everything else were pretty bruised up. I think my knuckles might be broken, but that's what they get, Carter boasted. People think I'm a pretty little white boy, but no way. I think I won. I'm still standing. Like he took on all these fans.
I'm still standing.
That's it. So, bringing it back to the New Kids. Beating the shit.
The fans, not the New Kids themselves, but the fans.
Well, clearly. It's an extension.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that what we were getting back to with New Kids?
Is that
he is.
Okay, good.
He's D-baggy.
He really kind of is. Yeah. No offense, Abby. But Abby has a picture with him.
I'll pull it up for you.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway.
It's always cool. If you got a picture of celebrities.
But where do the fans like come out of nowhere and be like, I'm going to kick your ass because you're mean to the New Kids? I don't know.
Grow up. It's not 1987.
88.
Whatever. Don't correct me. I'll kick your ass.
Hey, I got my knuckles.
You be hitting. You be swinging. Oh, it's the end of hour one. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That is me. Thank you for being with us. Everybody listening here on the mainland in the U.S. or abroad, like Okinawa, Japan, Israel, or Saudi Arabia.
Okinawa. Wherever.
Okinawa is in the house with us.
That's right.
Al, somewhere on the East Coast. We have two more hours to go. We got some more headlines coming back with some entertainment, some sports, and a bunch of other stuff. Stick with us, won't you?
Woo! You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Ooh, good evening again. It's 8:02. It's the beginning of hour two. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. That is me. I'm here along with Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and filling in for Al Perkins this week, once again, is Aaron Henderson. For those of you that haven't been keeping score at home, Aaron Henderson is the better half of Marnie Ryer, as they...
It's a true story.
I figured if I didn't say that, she would say
Lisa
that. So
has
I'm just
longer hair. Yeah.
It's really a true story.
There's that.
Thanks.
So she's filling in with us. And for those of you who've been with us since the very beginning, initially we tried to do a segment where Erin called in from the suburbs.
From the Tuke.
And she was our reality TV
correspondent.
And that just didn't work out well.
No, it worked for like 2 weeks. Yeah. And then
The entertainment segment is probably going to be more like that than else.
No.
No, but it's just the back then the delay in the phone sucked and it was horrible to be able to do that.
Really was. I was so nervous.
Now we have it all figured out. We can actually do without having a delay.
Yay, like and I have real stories this week.
If Al wanted to, we could actually talk to him and there'd be no delay, but I think Al doesn't really give a shit right now. He's singing show tunes in a bar somewhere in the greater
show
New York
party.
Area.
Woo.
Yes. So anyway, drinking word is, should we play the disclaimer? Should we just do that and get our drinking word out of the way? Or do we want to do more headlines?
Do it.
Oh, really?
Do more headlines.
Do what? Do more headlines or do the drinking word first?
I think we hear our headline and then we know exactly...
Oh, yeah,
we're
getting good headlines. Go ahead. Headline.
So headlines and then drinking disclaimer in a minute? Okay, that's right. We can do that. Okay, so we're going to continue on with our headline segments.
Keep drinking at home without a word.
And then when we give you
the word. For every word we say, drink.
And then when we finally do give you the word, well, then you'll be ready to go.
That should be 7 drinks.
Oh, you counting?
9, 10, 11, yeah. For every word we say.
Now I'm counting syllables. That should be 7.
That's exactly what I was
doing. I'm glad you as the teacher in the room caught that. The agency that now, and I'm sure we've all taken cabs everywhere, haven't we all, somewhere along the way? The agency that oversees St. Louis's taxi industry appears to be getting sick of passengers getting sick in the cabs, and it's looking at charging passengers cleanup fees to pay for the mess. Now, I feel that they are behind times on this because I have been with limo services and cabs, and I mean, I've never gotten sick in one of them, but I know of a lot of other people who have that charge for these things. I mean, I'm not saying you've ever been sick in it, but have you never heard of somebody who got charged for trashing a cab or a limo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they're just now getting on board with this. Thank God my home state is really on top of things. Bing. Hashtag later. The St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Commission is considering whether to join various other cities in enforcing taxi cleanup fees when drunken passengers spew or leave other bodily fluids behind. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported this on Monday. The move follows complaints by cab drivers who say it takes hours to clean and disinfect a cab after someone has gotten sick and costing them potential fares during the downtime.
Sure.
Now, I just think it's a great idea. They should absolutely do that. Now, they said Chicago already charges a $50, quote, vomit cleanup fee. In Austin, Texas, it's $100 added to any trip fare, no matter what it is or how long it is, if a passenger soils the taxi's interior in any way, shape, or form. Officials with the St. Louis Commission acknowledge the issue can be a tricky one, given that driving inebriated people home, thus keeping them off the roads,
right,
is a vital function of taxis. However, it just seems to me that I don't know. If you are that fucked up and you can't hold your liquor, it's another thing. You know, it costs less than a DUI.
Oh, I would absolutely pay. I threw up in a cab once, and I remembered giving the cab driver like all of my money. Like I didn't know what to do.
I'm sorry.
I literally just pulled every piece of cash that I had in my possession, which I knew was well over what the fee was. Right, and I was just like, I was crying. I'm like, and I just like got out and ran home.
I'm gonna segue this story into what I mentioned earlier about Uber cab. Has anybody heard of Uber cab?
No. From what you posted.
Uber. Yeah. Now, this is a service.
I've heard, but I don't know really.
Let me explain this. And I found this out from Matt Little, who's been using it while he's been in LA and in San Diego on business. But it is phenomenal. It's available in Phoenix. Here's how this works. And it eliminates. Remember before when Rainbow Cab was on board with us, mm-hmm, and Sue from Rainbow Cab had made comments several times that she's just tired of picking up meth heads.
Yeah.
You're tired of picking up crazy people and meth heads and druggies and so on and so on. Well, here's what Uber Cab is.
Just stop people up altogether.
But this eliminates that really.
Oh.
So Uber Cab is an app you download to your smartphone. Okay. Uber, U-B-E-R Cab. You download it, you sign up, you register. You sign up with a credit card or debit card on file. The beauty of this is not only you can request from wherever you are, you don't have to give an address. It can tell by your phone exactly if you're standing on a corner in the middle of Winslow, Arizona. And there is, I'm using a reference for a song.
Like it.
But anywhere, it tells you by GPS where you are. The card is on file.
Wow.
You designate whether you want a full-size SUV, a black sedan, or they have something called Uber X, which is not available at this point in Phoenix. But Uber X is, they then contract with other independent cabs.
Oh, okay.
Could be like we were picked up by everything from a huge Cadillac Escalade to a Lincoln Town Car, and then one guy picked us up was a college student in a brand new Kia Optima. They're independent contractors. The beauty of it is your card, you agree to the fee or the fare on the app. They're designated to pick you up. They drive exactly to where you are. They drive you to where it is. It automatically bills your card. You do not tip the cab driver.
Wow.
Really?
Do not. So if you agree to a
letter. Why don't you tip the cab driver?
It's paid out of your card.
It's a higher fee.
They've agreed to. Like one of my, the lowest we paid was $9 to get from where we were to the hotel. The highest we paid, because it was a huge SUV and there were four of us, we paid $30.
But
it's instant. Like,
great.
It literally is instant. And on the app, you can see where the cars are moving on the app where they are.
Wow.
So you can be standing, oh, there's a car right there. So you hit it, boom, they get attached.
And let me ask, the tip, whatever the gratuity is, just included automatically?
It's included in whatever fare you agreed to.
Oh, okay.
They are paid from Uber Cab based on they bill your card, the $12, the $19, the $24, and then they're tipped out of that.
And it's not a monthly service fee.
Nope.
It's just
as on demand.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is phenomenal.
And it's here in Phoenix?
Here in Phoenix. And the nice thing is, what I was going with, you know, trying to separate, not every screwball that gets wasted at whatever bar that's trashed. Yes, there are people that get trashed in your Uber cab, but it does kind of, it's a separation of these
people who have debit cards.
People who,
right,
if you can have a debit card and have your life together at least that much, chances are you're not going to
get thrown up
in a cab.
Right,
exactly.
Most
but it's
likely.
A wonderful, wonderful service.
Watch me link these two stories together, right?
You're going to ruin it all.
We go out.
I was going to say,
we go out after show.
Throw up.
No. We go after show, right after one of these shows.
Right.
And proceeded to drink and drink and drink, and maybe the most I've ever drank, and maybe the same for my girlfriend. And we called a cab company, and they said they were coming, and then they didn't come, and I passed it on the sidewalk. And then some nice, poor nice man's like, choosing a ride because I'm passed out. She's yelling at the sky. And and some nice man's like, do you guys need a ride? And I peed a little in his backseat. The end. So whoever you are, nice man, if you're listening,
you are
I owe you $50.
You are an overachiever. Now,
for clean feet.
We're not sure.
You can, I'm gonna pass my...
I'm literally downloading this little, like right now.
I'm gonna pass my phone around right now. Now you see all the little black cars that
Uber
are on the screen. See those little cars? And you can watch they move live in time. So as they move, you can see them move.
And so it says set pickup location. Obviously, that's where we are.
So if you hit that, what happens is it tags exactly where you are. The vehicle gets dispatched. It's all done by GPS. They have no meter. They have none of that. They don't drop a flag. They push a button that they've picked you up.
Sure.
They drive to where it is. They've ended it.
What do they call you when it's... Also, you I really a, like your you, phone case.
It's, thank you. Side note. No, you get a... The second they're dispatched, you get a text from them. Then they arrive. You get a text from the system. And if you...
Oh, my God.
And then it pops up and it says, contact your cab driver, and it'll let you call them directly or text your cab driver directly. Oh. So you can... You know... The interaction
and
is phenomenal.
And no monthly service fee.
No,
well, and
none.
So when you say you're here or they figure out where you are and you put in where you want to go, they just automatically calculate...
Right.
It would cost this much, and so we're doing this, and here's the tip as well.
Exactly.
So there's one SUV nearby and three black cars nearby.
Right. And those are like town cars, big Crown Victorias, whatever. Yeah.
Maybe.
See, so a nice car shows up. It's not a rattle trap that you're going to die from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Like Sunrise Cab.
Right.
God bless them.
They're beautiful cars.
I thought one guy was going to murder me.
I couldn't believe how convenient it is because where am I? What's my address? You have to do that. You literally just go bloop and it tells it exactly where you are.
Well, and how much easier than having to like look up the cab. I mean, not that it's hard, but especially if you've been drinking or, you know, it's just like...
And then they're like, it'll be a half hour.
And it gives you, it'll tell you like how quickly it's going to, like says 7 minutes.
Wow,
and then the counter counts down and tells you how quickly they're going to be there.
Who invented this? I love them.
Brilliant. I don't know.
But that's a smart person.
And then it was
solving problems.
After every single cab ride, you get a receipt emailed to you.
I love it.
It shows the route you took. It shows the time, the date, the destination, who your driver was, a picture of the driver.
Oh, my God.
And exactly what the charge was.
So they can't
that's
fuck with you. Because I was in New York once.
Pass this around again. I'll show you this, too.
I was in New York one time, and this cab driver totally knew that my friend and I didn't know where we were going. And he absolutely took advantage of us. Like, and we had to say, pull the fuck over. We're getting out.
Sure.
Because he was just driving in circles. Like, I could recognize that. It was just nasty business.
That's an example of the Uber cab receipt. So it shows you the little map. It shows you the name of your driver.
Yeah, driver was David.
What a great thing for business travelers.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And or if you leave something in the cab or lose something in the cab.
You know exactly.
Oh.
And they're all so nice.
All
every cabbie was so nice. Yeah. None of this.
Are they called cabbies at Uber Cab?
Uber cabs.
Wow, that's
professional
so
drivers.
Actually, I am going to use this.
One of their taglines is everybody. It's like your private driver or something. If you go to Uber, UberCabs.com, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But it is a fantastic service. Several friends have used it. But yeah, I may have put it on the Facebook. I'm not sure.
I'm really glad that you've brought
it. It's a wonderful
thing. That's
where
I had heard of it.
In fact, I'm already planning on using it for Dancing with the Bars.
Oh, me too. Actually, I'm going to the Sway Events pool party on Sunday, and I am going to need rides.
All right.
Like a ride home.
Where is it?
The Hotel Valley Ho.
Yeah, that's
going to be really fun. It's totally like a free pool party. Come in. I think it'll be really fun.
We might want to talk about going together.
Yeah.
Is it just you or is Kelly going too?
No, just me.
Apparently, we're not invited.
No, you can go too. But I mean, we live next door to each other.
We also are like super neighbors.
Oh,
right.
Super neighbors.
Anyway, it's a great service. And they aren't paying me anything to do it. I don't get a kickback of any kind. But it's just, it's a phenomenal service.
Love it. It's cool.
Got it. Marn, you have something else?
I do. We always say we don't want to talk about those Westboro son of a bitches. But
Jesus Christ. I'm astounded.
But it's difficult sometimes. And I've said this before. Like, how can you avoid not going, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
So they're at it again with the death of Corey Monteith.
Corey Monteith.
And the idea that he, as everyone I'm sure knows, he was found dead in his hotel room on Saturday the 13th. But now we have the Westboro fuckers that are going to potentially want to picket his funeral. But they've had issues before in Canada, which I think is pretty interesting. They had hurt, and now I don't have it. I'll have to look. But they were going to cross the border to attempt, I don't remember who it was for.
Does Canada not let him cross?
No. In light of what Canada knew that they were talking about coming across, and what they did was told the officers, this was in 2008, not to allow anyone to cross who had signs or pamphlets consistent with the church's message.
Right.
So as long as they don't buy the stuff across the border, now that they've learned that. But, yeah, they
well, can't they flag names?
I don't know how that works. It doesn't say that in here.
The passport of Fred Phelps comes up. I'm pretty sure you can be like, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. And there are a lot of little Phelps.
Anne Murray called and said, you can't come over.
Well, and keep in mind, that was 08. And depending, it doesn't give a month because wasn't it February 1st of 08 that the whole passport thing changed as far as needing to have that?
It was around then.
I feel like it was like February 1st of 08. So all I know is that that's what they were intending to do. Now, what they said about this, and it was Shirley Phelps Roper, which of course took me to Three's Company, but
Mrs. Roper.
Mrs. Roper. There were a bunch of tweets that went out, homophobic tweets, that described Monteith as perpetuator of Chris Colfer's role as a gay teenager, Kurt Hummel on Glee. They went on to say that he was struck down by a raging mad god.
That's so...
Yeah. The account also tweeted to all of the cast members on the show saying, praise God Almighty that Monteith was dead.
So I read this after the tragic fire here with the firefighters, the 19 up in Prescott. I read some things online. I have friends up in Prescott that... that a lot of Westboro's gig is that they go and they aggravate you and they push your buttons until you go up and you are pissed, you're devastated, you're pissed, and there's some sort of interaction where they just stand back and let you push them. And then they sue you. File suit. And that's kind of their whole how they make MO their money. Is they make their money it's by a racket. Just suing it's people. It's just a racket. Because they deliberately,
kind of
we're going to piss these
you,
people off. We're going to poke,
Which
at
is
them.
Why, and I will get on the Kirsten Sinema bandwagon real quickly, why she was one in Arizona to really push legislation that
doesn't allow them, and it was passed unanimously,
It
doesn't allow them within however many
feet I think it is,
of any... any kind of any funeral, any
wasn't
funeral procession,
that because
any,
of
Christina
Green?
Taylor Green.
Right.
So why is it that they are permitted to be right there on the corner when we have the Pride Parade right here on Third?
Well, this was specifically to funerals, and it was brought up right after the shooting in Tucson, and they were coming to protest those funerals.
Got
and so
it.
And to
that point, I would give praise to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who held up the screen because they were, if I'm not mistaken, right here last year.
Yeah, they were.
They were here on the corner in Central Phoenix of our own Pride Parade, and they were all set to protest, and then the sisters put up a big screen and just blocked them out.
That's very cool.
Stood there like,
to see the pictures. Yeah, it was really neat.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it's the hate-filled rant and the idea that whole idea of hate speech, like, yes, freedom of speech and this and that. But if it incites a fucking riot,
so
I thought that was a problem.
Do we think that it's only because Glee has Chris Colfer in it as a gay...
They're gay accepting
so
and they
many
promote
I didn't,
homosexuality.
Did I miss something when Liz Taylor died because she was an advocate? Did they go to try to protest
honestly,
her?
I'm going
to
say I believe yes.
I don't remember hearing that.
I will look that up, but
I don't think if you think about someone like
soldiers,
Christina Taylor Green, for example, though, this little 9-year-old who was killed, they still wanted to protest her funeral because even if you have nothing to do with the homosexual agenda, you are being killed for the sins of America allowing
and
accepting homosexuals. So it has nothing to do with you personally being on board with homos. It's just like America embraces homos and so God hates you. And that's why God hates shrimp because of gays, and God hates everything. God hates you.
This Okinawan, Shirley Phelps Roper, tweeted that she said that the church was quote unquote gleeful over God's righteous judgment.
Someone murder her. Someone just commit
Six Zimmerman on her. He'll get away with it.
Really? Yeah.
God had nothing to do with this. It was an unfortunate choice that a person with a problem made, and that's what caused his death.
Yeah.
God, nothing else had anything to do with this.
Well, same thing. Yeah. Sandy Hook Elementary.
Right.
We're gonna go there. These babies.
Yeah,
come on,
babies. Yeah.
I do wonder, and unfortunately, I know how the justice system works, and I know it'll happen. But it would be very nice, and I'd like to see the outrage if they were all gathered together, and all of a sudden, we're not sure where the bullets came from.
Okay. Yeah.
But they were all
the grassy knoll.
They were all, and there were grassy knolls everywhere. Right. And they were all just mowed down, and then we were done with it. I wonder if anybody would even care.
I think it would continue because there's still little kids. And I, honest to God, and I don't think we've watched the video on this show before with Shirley Phelps Roper or one of the women talking to the reporter. Do you remember that?
I remember talking
about the reporter is gay, and he was like, oh, wait, but I've been to your – I can't remember the circumstances, but he had been to their house for dinner.
That wasn't Cooper. No, that was the woman from the down south.
He had been to their house for dinner, and she's like – she was laughing kind of. I don't know. Al had pulled it up. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think that they are as hateful as they – and perhaps they are. I don't buy it. I think it's an act. It's a racket. It's a racket. They are trying. This is how they make money. This is how they make money. It's exactly the same way as people pick your pockets. People are going to rob you at the grocery store, right? Like, it's just the way.
The people that put up a tent and heal you.
Absolutely. It's the same as the guy who stands on the corner and begs for your change. It is. And it's not the same.
And not the same kind of rant. Not the same. I mean, the 2008 thing I found, they crossed the border. This is where they had stopped them, the Canadian Mounties.
The Mounties?
They crossed the border to arrive at a funeral of a 22-year-old who was murdered on a Greyhound bus. Their intent was to tell Canadians that the murder was God's response to policies allowing homosexuality, abortion, and divorce and remarriage.
Pretty much everything I believe in, they don't. Right. So I like it.
I don't mean to say that the same as the homeless guy on the corner if it's legit, but a lot of people who are faking it, it's just a racket that people do to make money.
Yeah, but if you stand on the corner with a sign, that's not hate. That's not, I mean, it's
you're right, but it's just a different, but it's your way to make a buck, and it's their way to make a buck. I don't agree with
who's
it,
paying
obviously.
Them?
But
do they get, you think these people, do they get paid by ABC to do interviews?
It's the
lawsuits. I think it's lawsuits.
Because I've heard that before as well,
but shoving them.
But really, what court would be like, you know what, you deserve $25,000? That's crazy.
Maybe
why would you be that? I'm
with you. I'm completely with you. And I just think that it's this hate filled rants and how so that
it's
can
nuts.
Be
but I think
so
it's fake.
Ugly.
I know it's ugly, and I don't think it's all fake. I don't
but
mean to say that,
but the people that are getting out of that church. The people that are trying to get out of that church. I think it's a cult.
Daughter recently.
It's
a cult, and I shouldn't say fake, but I don't really think they care that much.
It's kind of I'm only saying this not because I was a part of one, obviously, but the idea that I knew someone who was, as far as getting jumped into a gang and getting jumped out of a gang, and the things that can happen that are associated with that, with the brainwashing and the way you're supposed to think and feel and act and react,
as a little as a weird like money making little group, church.
Yeah. Mm. Church,
aren't they all?
Anyway.
I agree with what Tyler says. Nobody should be allowed to pick at any person's funeral. I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
And unless it's actually Shirley Phelps Roper,
I wouldn't.
Then we can pick it.
I would
turn my back.
I would just be like, thank God, thank you, thank you. We're good. Thank you. I wouldn't protest.
Go with the sign that says God loves
gays, and that's why you're dead.
Yeah. Good night.
You died because you hate gays.
Later.
Let's turn our heads to Boca Raton, to Florida. Yeah. Let's go to Florida. Well, I'm going to pass this out. This is a handout. We'll start here. Oh, you can pass
it
around.
Is it a flying cat? Because that's my favorite handout ever.
We can never top that story. Residents in the Loggers Run neighborhood woke up on Monday to quite a bubbly surprise and a foamy mess after someone dumped several bottles of, oddly, Palmolive dish soap in a nearby waterfall. Witnesses said the prank sent car-sized chunks of bubbles onto Palmetto Park Road, where drivers had to swerve around or slow down to dodge the foam. It was so big. This is on our Facebook page. Or if you Google Boca Raton, Florida, soap suds, you're going to find it. I thought maybe it was like fake ice or something, but when I got closer, I saw that it was kind of moving, and I was like, nope, that is soap suds, said Joyce Sees, who was on her way to work when she saw the mess. Just feet away from the mess, several empty bottles of Palmolive dish soap had been found scattered near the waterfall. Loggers Run Neighborhood Management estimates it will cost several $100 to drain, scrub, and repair the damage that was done. The community HOA sent out a report confirming the potential liability involved and that the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office was called to help redirect traffic during the morning bubbly incident. C's said the bubbly joke could have turned sour. quote, be more careful. I mean, you have people that are driving on the highway trying to get to work. That could be a dangerous situation. Loggers Run management said a crew will assess the damages on Tuesday and repair the fountain. But if you have not seen this, it is huge. If you look at, if you Google it and see pictures, the bubble, I've never seen soap suds that tall. They're like two stories tall.
Oh, yeah.
The soap
oh
suds are huge. God. And sections of them had broke off and blown across the freeway. It looked like
that
little,
would be startling.
Like as big as your car, Marn. Like, they're these are huge. But it was funny.
That would be startling.
Soap
suds.
Can you
imagine?
Right.
Oh,
no.
No, we're okay.
But the scary part is, it's like driving in fog.
Sure.
You don't know what's on the other side of it.
Yeah.
So if you think you're just driving through a simple patch of soap suds.
A simple patch of soap suds.
Right, no. There could be a donkey on the other side. You'll hit it.
You have to use a lot, because I've seen, you know, like fountains at apartment complexes where it's been, you know, they prank them with
little
soap
suds.
But I mean, that's huge.
Huge. But
that's
well, they
huge.
Showed in one of the news stories. They showed a shot of the ground, and there were several bottles of soap suds. And you think about it, over the years, what do dishwashing detergents? You know, they have more and more and more and more suds, more, you know, grease cutting, more of this. Sure. So I'm guessing a little dabble, do you? And if you have just a little drop, you get a ton of it. But if you put like 17 bottles,
and I love suds. I use a lot of that.
Here's my thought. Mm-hmm, this is my making it better sort of a deal. So they took the time to take, I don't know how many bottles. There were several. I'm just going to use a round number. Let's say 10. So you're going to take the time to squeeze 10 bottles of soap suds into a fountain. Why wouldn't you take a bucket and dump all 10 into one bucket and then just dump it in all at once and run? You took the time to squeeze 10 bottles or however.
They still didn't get caught.
No, they haven't gotten caught.
Because, Clayton, you are just, you're far more, I mean, that's more like economical with your time.
Yeah.
Get away with it more.
But I would never do that, because that doesn't make sense to me. Unless it was a way to clean the fountain, but clearly it's not.
Right.
That's funny. I'm just watching the video right now.
Okay.
Actually,
just
it's pretty funny.
A couple of side dense. Notes back to the stories that we had been doing. They did plan to picket Liz Taylor's funeral.
Oh,
I
did
don't
they?
Know if they did. It just said that they planned, and there were a bunch of articles.
Okay.
And the other piece for funding for Westboro, their travel expenses exceed about $200,000 annually.
Yeah, you don't even think about that. They have to travel to all of these places.
Westboro is funded entirely by its congregation and accepts no outside donations. Mm. The church has received money, so that's not totally true, from lawsuits and legal fees. Mm-hmm. For example, they sued the city of Topeka several times in the 90s. Westboro received $16,500 and is pursuing another $100,000 in legal fees for a case they won in court there. It's considered a non-profit organization. Al will love this.
I hate that.
And
that's
is therefore
shit.
Exempt
that's
from
bullshit.
Paying taxes.
Bullshit. Bullshit. And fucking Pat Robertson should be paying taxes too.
Oh,
that
huge.
Dumbass.
Yeah, he should.
But that's crazy. But does it say what the lawsuits are for? And why in God's name would any jury award them money?
That's a really good question.
No,
but also,
you're absolutely right.
Isn't their congregation like just their family?
Yeah.
So what are they? So they must basically work and then work to support.
All I mean,
they're
they
lawyers.
Do.
All
they're
of
lawyers.
Their,
or they all. Right.
Didn't you guys know that? They're
yeah.
lawyers.
Mom, yeah. Julie yeah. Roper, June, whatever.
And the daughter, Fred Phelps' daughter. And Fred Phelps actually
How
started off.
How did those bitches
like
pay
a,
to go to law
he
school?
He started off as a fairly normal guy. If you have ever
I
read anything
don't know
about
anything
him,
about their history.
He started off as a fairly normal guy, and then somewhere in like the, like helping women, helping, I mean, and then all of a sudden kind of cracked, just fucking cracked. And it was late 70s, I think. And I don't know if it was a mental breakdown, obviously.
I wonder if he's secretly, if he like maybe started to have some bizarre homosexual desires.
I had heard that a long time ago.
Okay. And then he was like, I'm so freaked out. Now I have to just like become nuts.
Right. I had heard that there was alleged, you know, behind the scenes.
Allegedly.
But I will look up those.
Allegedly.
I will look up those other pieces. The one piece can go for a story here, can go to entertainment. It is just for those out there that are our allies.
Mm-hmm.
It is Heterosexual Awareness Month. I'm just going to let you know that.
Yay! Yeah. Happy so straight month.
And, you know, and I think we all know somebody who's straight.
I've
heard people.
Well,
my mom is.
Well, and she chose that.
Oh, I know she
yeah.
did.
Yeah. Yeah. She should come out as gay.
Well, she came out as straight years ago.
Good for her.
I think your mom's the same. I think all of our moms.
Yeah, my mom's
parents,
straight.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Ally.
I know.
And
I mean, I don't
want to
put pressure on anybody.
I know.
Can we not put that picture in my head, maybe?
Yeah. Which picture?
Of my mom not being straight? I don't need that picture in my head.
She doesn't drive a
lady
Subaru,
sex.
Does she?
No, lady sex. Mom's lady sex.
Well, okay, vomit.
Hashtag mom.
Katie said
sex.
That I did it.
Moving on.
Okay.
So the idea of defenses when we're talking about like people suing and people doing this and that, I need my gun more than ever, George Zimmerman has said. His law defense, his
You're
defense
kidding.
Team has said for him.
No, listen to this shit.
That he does. He needs it more than ever now. And because of all the threats, he will get his gun back, the one yes. that killed Trayvon Martin.
Yes, he will.
Can you believe that shit?
Because he was acquitted. So therefore, right. in a court of law, proven innocent.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And the idea, this is where I have kind of gotten with this, because I wasn't in there, and I didn't hear all of the testimony, and I don't know all this and that. But when you compare
if you watch
things,
CNN, they rehash it every five fucking minutes.
And HLN even more
Jesus
deeper.
Jesus Christ.
But the idea of that stand your ground defense, and then a gal came out and received 20 years using the same stand your ground defense.
Yeah.
For shooting warning shots.
Right. And she, I heard that.
Against an abusive husband.
Correct. And, you know, the idea that they use the same things. He was found not guilty. I shouldn't say innocent, but not guilty. Charges of second-degree murder. All the evidence, because of that, under Florida law, will be released, including the Kel-Tec 9 pistol that he used to kill Martin. And so he's getting that back, and I think that there's just a lot. I think he truly feels in his heart that if he did not have that weapon that night, he might not be here. And so but he would have continued to get beat even though he was screaming for help. So they're really trying to say that it was the self-defense and that that Trayvon was beating him. That's where they show the picture
just
of his head.
No,
I don't know. I don't buy it. But
there's
that's
just
me.
No. There's nothing that you can say that self-defense, but you got a busted nose and a kid is dead.
He got dead.
Like, mm-hmm. Then you should have punched back or right. you should have laid there.
Yeah.
Until he went away. I mean, if someone came up to me and was beating me up, I don't own a gun.
But
if someone came up to me and was beating me up and I couldn't win a fight, I don't know what I would do necessarily. And you never know when they, you know, how it stops.
Right,
but
right.
I mean, certainly, I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't.
Whoopi Goldberg, they had on The View, they had Zimmerman's team, his defense team was
right,
on there.
I saw them.
Yeah. And Whoopi was just like, wait a minute. So, okay, he's getting his head beat.
And barely, though. Really, not really. He had a couple
really,
scratches in the back. Right.
I'm not going to disagree with you because I saw that and I'm like, okay. But here he has the gun and he has the wherewithal, even though he can't do anything else, but he can point and shoot a gun and kill someone. Why didn't he hit him with the butt of the gun? Why didn't he, you know, there's all these what ifs. And you're never going to get Trayvon back, but the idea that he's able to get that gun back, I think there's something about that really is... really is not right.
Discouraging.
Yeah, really discouraging.
I don't want to appear as though that I am not interested in your story.
Yeah, no.
I can't hear any more about it.
I understand.
It's that, and I can't hear any more about Arias, and I can't hear any more about the Boston bombing. I'm just...
Can I tell you selfishly?
Jesus.
I'm glad this happened during the summer, because when Trayvon Martin was killed, it was during the school year, and I taught then and teach now at a very racially diverse school, and not very... It's not a very white school. And when Trayvon Martin, it doesn't matter race regardless, all of my students, for the most part, showed up for like a week in hoodies with Skittles. Like the whole, like it was these middle school kids.
And it's
so
their
I'm
way
just,
of like
of identifying and dealing right. and
making a statement.
And Skittles are good.
So I'm just
they
glad it's summertime right now because
it's
I
rainbow
delight.
It.
But I am with you.
Taste the rainbow.
All I'm saying is that I'm with you. I didn't really know much about the trial to begin with, and I didn't really haven't read anything really about it since it ended because I just can't go there. It's just too.
And just to solidify it, the main idea, because we haven't really talked about it. I mean, in here, we haven't really talked about it. It was about the getting the gun back for me. That was just the one thing that has kind of clicked with that. And the woman getting 20 years for the same exact
thing. The only other piece that I'll say is that the Black Panthers allegedly put out a $10,000 hit.
Yeah,
on George
I can't believe that. Yeah. Whoa.
I know. I kind of just made me go,
It was an accident.
Bell ring.
Anyway,
they
just thought
that manslaughter, but
thought
not
it was
in Florida.
Interesting. Thought it was interesting.
Tyler from Tennessee says that we should get the Westboro Baptist Church to pick at this show. Because, which I agree. I'd love them to be out there.
Yeah, right.
Because because the news coverage would be phenomenal. We could not get better press.
Oh, so, Tyler.
Tyler, I said, right. Tyler, get on that. Get on that. Because yeah, that is press advertisement that no amount of money could pay
that
for.
That goes viral.
That's actually a really good idea.
If we get them to
maybe
come
I'll call him. Maybe we can like fucking poke that bear.
Get him to show up here. The Gay Let's Pride office. Ion AZ.
You guys. Let's let him stand in
the courtyard.
Yeah, no, right here, right on here. The other side of the window.
Oh yeah,
Studio A.
In Studio right A.
In Studio A.
And they can hear all of it, and we'll be like, "Ha ha, poke the bear, motherfucker."
We can have beverages, and
yes,
then
yes.
Oh, snacks. That'd be hot. I'm gonna have a hashtag.
I like it.
Westboro Baptist.
Hashtag.
Okay, we're going to round up our headlines, even though we are running terribly, terribly over, but it's all good. We're having a good time. It's the show. It's Tuesday night. I'm here with Katie, Marnie, and Aaron. Now, I thought we'd end our headline segment on this kind of a fun one, because this was just done on CNN recently, and then we're going to go into our drinking word and then entertainment, and everything else is coming up that you're used to seeing with us on here on a Tuesday night. In case you missed it, CNN did a story on this classic misunderstood on classic misunderstood lyrics from everyone from Jimi Hendrix, "Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy," and Creedence Clearwater Revival's "There's a Bathroom on the Right." While it's hard to top Elton John's "Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza," CNN commentators offered up many worthy suggestions for other well-known songs with confusing lyrics. Some submissions appeared to be sincere misunderstandings of the actual songs, while others were clearly jokes. In some cases, the garbled lyric was actually better than the real one. So, clever readers have submitted some of theirs, and here are 10 of their more favorites. For example, "Reverend Blue Jeans" by Neil Diamond, the actual lyric, "Forever in Blue Jeans." "I Left Jermaine Down in Africa."
That's actually
Jermaine down in Africa.
The song by Toto, it's actually "I Bless the Rain Down in Africa."
Okay.
"Like a Virgin Touched for the 41st Time." Well, Madonna actually wrote the lyrics "Like a Virgin Touched for the Very First Time." "Lucy in Disguise with Diamonds" by the Beatles is the actual lyric of "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds." This one made me laugh out loud. "Israeli Men, Hallelujah."
Israeli Men.
Right. The Weather Girls did a song called "It's Raining Men, Hallelujah." Israeli Men, Hallelujah.
I know a lot of women and gay men who would agree. Awesome. Israeli Men, Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. See? That was so funny. Apparently, the Psy song, Gangnam Style, they thought the lyric was "Open Condom Style." It's "Open Gangman Style" is what it was. "I want to rock and roll all night and party every day." Well, the actual lyric is "I want to rock and roll all night and party every day," not "a part of every day."
Okay.
"It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not." Bon Jovi lyrics, "It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Oh, I like "naked" way better.
Well, especially with Bon Jovi, because he just turned 55.
Yeah,
he's
not a bad
looking man. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay, here's more. Yeah.
"Walking in the Middle of the Land" from the much recorded holiday song "Winter Wonderland." Actual lyric, "Walking in a Winter Wonderland." "Walking in the Middle of the Land." What the hell does that mean? the top prize, however, goes to 1978's Eddie Money hit "Two Tickets to Paradise," which somehow inspired an entire playlist of tortured titles.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, good.
"I've got two tricks and a pair of dice."
I've heard that one.
"I've got two ticks and a parasite." "I've got two crickets and a pair of mice." "I've got two chicklets to sterilize."
Shut up.
You're seeing this? "I've got two chicklets to sterilize."
That's good.
And sterilize. The last one of the list is, "I've got two chickens to paralyze."
Dinner served. Next caller.
Unintentional
two
lyrics.
Chickens to paralyze.
Oh my God. That is hysterical. I love it.
There are so many others, I'm sure. If you've got a song lyric that you don't quite know exactly what it is or you got it wrong, please hit us up in the chat room and let us know. Bye, Harrison. She has got to bow out early tonight.
Bye, Harrison.
Oh, I think it's time, though we're running severely way later than normal. It's time for our drinking word, and we're going to start it out by listening to Al tell us what it's all about.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no, If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Yeah,
Erin.
Ooh. So after much discussion in studio this evening, we've decided that tonight's drinking phrase will be "That's when things got all Florida." Am I right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Ding 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 ding. So yeah,
I like it.
So anytime that's we're referring to something going to hell,
it got all Florida.
It all got all Florida.
Is that like when I was doing the Erin Carter? Like, that made, that
I think so.
Uh-huh.
That shit got all Florida.
All Florida.
All Florida.
Woo!
All right. Shoot, girl. Heaven's sakes alive. Let me go back to this. I have so much to do. Erin, are you ready? You're taking. You're doing it again. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Ready.
I think
ready.
She's ready. I think she's excited.
Ready.
Oh, play the goddamn song. Here we go.
And I just talk over the music.
Go.
Donnie Wahlberg commits adultery. Maybe.
Maybe.
Honey Boo Boo scratch and sniff in studio.
Oh!
We're not so gleeful after all. Big Brother's continued racism and Jenny McCarthy and her beliefs on vaccines at The View. Maybe.
Yes.
I did that for my girlfriend because she watches The View. And I'll keep pretending I'm talking for the long intro. And then it went all Florida. And that shit went all Florida.
What?
So I don't remember the order I gave those in, but I'm going to throw to Marnie for a minute because there was a really disturbing moment at the concert. And I don't know, Katie, if it disturbed you as much.
Oh, I cheered.
But
okay.
It was hideous.
I didn't notice it happening
until Fatty in front of
it
me
was,
looked at the screen and was like, oh my God! Like, yeah. It looked like he had come over and like touched her or something. And I look up at the screen and I thought I was going to vomit.
No.
Because it was, I saw.
It was troubling.
It was weird. I didn't notice at first, too. I heard everyone screaming and I was looking around like, what's going on? And then I looked at the screen and I was like, oh my God.
So, babe.
Okay. So we're at the concert, and Donnie Wahlberg, who it was our understanding was married, and was for like 8-9 years, and is now divorced.
I think divorced. Yeah,
I
googled him. Okay, I looked it up.
Good. So is
don't
now
worry.
Is now divorced. Well, kind of.
Good reason.
Is now divorced. I have breaking news. Okay.
Breaking
news. Anyway, we all look up and we see Donnie Wahlberg, who had to have been drunk or high or bath salts or something.
Man,
because he was trying to eat this woman's face off.
I saw so much tongue at that concert on that screen between Donnie Wahlberg and a complete fat stranger in tight clothes.
Yeah. Like, so Donnie Wahlberg gets down on his knees and then like crawls on his stomach.
That shit got all Florida.
It went all Florida.
This whole moment was super Florida.
Just macking on this chick. And it was like, really? What's happening? So, of course, we were very troubled by the whole thing. And not married.
I'm talking
but
tongue, tongue,
in
jumbotron
a story
tongue.
That this Ooh. One started. Donnie Wahlberg started it. Jenny McCarthy ended it 14 hours ago. They are together. Donnie Wahlberg, Jenny McCarthy, couple.
The currently?
That's not true.
No,
I'm Googling it immediately. Immediately.
They were together as of July 4th. He was on her VH1 show and she asked something about, you know, do you talk dirty when you're having sex? And he said, I absolutely do. And she goes, wait, because you know most men do it wrong. And he goes, I don't. And they've been dating ever since.
Oh,
yeah.
My
am I wrong?
God. How do you think she feels about
all over Jenny McCarthy dating Donnie Wahlberg? Jenny McCarthy, Donnie Wahlberg dating Donnie McCarthy. Donnie Wahlberg is dating Jenny McCarthy.
Nope. Does it matter that he shoves his tongue down people's faces?
Unintentional adultery.
Disturbing. Oh my God, there's a picture of the two of them here together.
Yeah. The amount of
when they got together.
Tongue on that screen was
so
troubling.
What it's now. I missed the whole lead up. I missed the Panther crawl. I missed the Florida. I missed all the Florida of that situation. Yeah, I missed all the Florida. But I did. I looked up when he was like kind of making a face at the screen. Like I don't know if it was like a oh yeah baby or like a help me Jesus. I didn't know what face he was making. But
I think it was I'm on drugs.
I thought that he went in to like give her a smooch, very campy, and she shoved her tongue into his mouth.
No. What?
It was him.
And then he kept going.
And then she was like, oh, and I feel like, I hope she was single.
Yeah, that's what
and that's what our friend, that's what my friend Lindsay was saying. She was like, I mean, if that was me, I would have been like, excuse me, no, thank you. No,
right. You can kiss me right here.
Sucker. Yeah, no, thanks.
Well, and he was lots of naked, lots of gyrating. And then there was a song totally off topic where they pulled up girls from the audience and one of them brought their mom?
Yeah, that was annoying. That was 98 Degrees,
though. It
was
98 Degrees.
Oh, well, see, I don't even
remember. She was conceived during the song when it first came out.
So 98 Degrees apparently all brought, oh, that's right. Yeah, because there are only four of them. Brought up ladies from the audience.
Really only
and there were like two women who they brought up and sat on these stools and they're singing to them. They were like this the whole time.
Yeah, it was like, really weird. Except for the one girl. The one girl was cute.
Where she's like, oh my God.
But
Nick Lachey was singing to her. Or Lachey, as I like to call
her. Oh, hi, Sean. By the way, Sean's listening on his way home
right
now.
Hi, Sean.
We miss you.
We miss you. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow evening, I don't care what your plans are.
Can you give a dun, 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 dun? Do we have any like
scary music? Or sound of a fat child walking?
Or a kid farting, maybe?
Ooh,
yeah, that's probably what it sounds like when she farts.
So,
she goes, oh, Florida.
New season begins July 17th, Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central on TLC. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Now, listen, I have to be totally honest, and I know none of you will believe this. As much of a reality TV person as I am, I've never watched any of this Honey Boo Boo pageant.
I have watched Honey Boo because I can't believe that they actually
promote it. Clear your schedule for tomorrow night because in last week's episode of People, the one with Chandler Bing on the cover,
This you realize that is not his name. His name is Matthew Perry.
This week's Us Weekly, which I don't have in front of me, but this one, Clayton, if you're watching, you can see Clayton grabs it because Zach from The Bachelorette is topless.
He is a good looking boy.
He's gone.
I don't know if I'm sorry.
Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. So
things went all Florida.
So in this week's Us Weekly, last week's People magazine, there is a swatch and sniff insert. I'm showing our viewers. With her little pouty ass face on the front. That shit is all Florida.
There you go. There's your camera shot. You can hold it up. There, Honey Boo Boo.
This way. And there are three steps on the back. So number one, watch the season premiere.
Okay.
Number two, scratch the number. Open. And number three, sniff the scent and enjoy the show.
So see, there's numbers inside. Oh my God.
And in the little trailer, no pun intended.
That was good, Martin.
Oh, it's terrifying.
I enjoyed that.
Like, she leans up against her mom and farts.
They live in a house.
And that's one way.
Oh!
They were... Now, I don't know that that's what it is.
So
how do you capture that?
So, some people from... I have to read that. I forget where they're from. A group at Yahoo attempted to do a sniff test on the cards, but they had a really hard time detecting the smell, this says. It says that, number one... might be baby powder. Number three, might be a sugary snack. The rest of the smells are ambiguous enough that we have to wonder, are the odors supposed to be hard to identify, or do we get a bum card? So I thought maybe we could do a little scratch and sniff this evening. If number one is baby powder, who cares? But number two...
Yeah, but we have to find out if that's true.
If number two, I
except
think
I'm
maybe,
a little nervous with the whole olfactory.
Oh my God, that's awful! Oh my God, do it, smell it. Now you smell it.
But
smell
what is it supposed to be?
I want to know. We don't know until tomorrow. Smell number two.
Number two. It smells like grease out of an old tractor.
Okay, so you have to know that I have the most sensitive sniffer
for
in the
diesel
universe.
Diesel fuel.
Okay, that could be. Oh,
that makes sense.
Oh no! Wait. There's a fish there and there's a flower
but
there.
I don't think that means anything because that sure doesn't smell like flour.
Should I continue?
Please do number four because they said three they thought was sugary snack.
So we're going to write down.
Our four guess. Is lovely.
Four is what though? What do you
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's like a room, like it smells like a room air freshener or something.
All right, maybe.
And you thought number three was
number
diesel
three?
Fuel?
No, number three is sugary snack. Says
two,
Yahoo.
Two smelled on
two
to me.
Is
it
diesel.
Smells like, if, and nobody's gonna understand this, but me. If you work on like an old car, an old tractor, and there's like old grease.
Yep.
That's what it smells like. Old grease out of a machine shop.
Okay.
Number five.
Wait, let's go back. So number three was a sugary snack. You thought?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back. Number three is like smoky. It's like, smell it. That smells like you're smoking.
I mean, I can smell that shit from over here.
Doesn't it smell like you're smoking? It smells like it's smoke, like a fire.
Yeah, it smells like I can't, like a barbecue.
Give it to her.
I have the worst sniffer in the world. I should not be smelling.
Well, then you
these
need
things.
To stop.
It does.
Three.
It smells
three.
Like a.
It smells like smoke.
Like a fire.
It's not a sugar
like
a campfire.
It smells like a campfire.
My asshole.
Well, no, that's unintentional.
That shit is Florida.
Does
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
All right. Wait, go to Clayton. What was the one you said? I just want to smell.
Three is like, oh, wait.
Oh, four is, no, which was the one?
Two is old Tractor Grease.
Whoa.
Okay.
Two is
bad. Now five.
Now five. Okay. Old tennis shoes. It's like old.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, they're supposed to be one that's a fart.
Well, just
one's a fart.
Old tennis shoes.
What's number one?
I don't know. It's dirty.
What's
it's old tennis.
We haven't done number one. They
like a rubber factory. Okay. Like a tennis shoe factory. Like that rubber.
Oh, it smells like old tennis shoes.
Number one.
I haven't.
Number one is deodorant.
Oh.
I guess I have a tolerant deodorant. I have a tolerant sniffer. So are you going to write these down and then next week we're going to figure it out? But you're gone next week.
But we'll send them in.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
We have to give Clayton needs to sniff number six now too.
And number one, I sniffed it. It's powder deodorant.
I didn't smell number one. God, this is riveting radio, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it? This is what Watson Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, this
will
is
like
what tomorrow night's going to be like, but she's going to have an attitude, right?
So let me go back to one.
Okay.
Let me go back to one. Oh, that's lovely. That's a baby powder. It's like shower to shower.
Lovely.
That's lovely. It's nice. That's good.
It's a fresh, clean.
It's a clean. Right. It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no Febreze, but it's clean.
You people are all kind of.
What's my next one? Six.
Six.
Six. I'm gonna go to six now. Stand by. I'm rubbing it.
It's not a rub and sniff. It's a scratch and sniff.
I don't want to scratch. I just did my nails.
I don't want my nails. To smell like that.
Well, you suck at this.
You're all Florida about
it. I suck at it.
It's almost like it's the smell of like a candy.
Smell.
Like it's a.
Well, Katie Joe next.
Katie, get six. Take six. Oh, that's a music group.
Yeah, it is.
Not to be confused with 98
Degrees. That's like my. I can like sniff this one. But watch this will be the fart. And I'm like, it smells good.
Oh, that's good.
Honey Boo Boo's ass smells delicious.
Ew, okay.
Number six.
God, she is.
But it smells like a weird,
like
a lotion.
Chocolate. It smells like candy
like
to me.
You're totally right.
It smells like candy
Maybe
to me.
Maybe they got their numbers wrong.
So who's going to watch this shit?
Do I have to
watch
it?
Yeah, but you're not going to be here next week.
Yeah,
but I'm going to watch it.
No, but we'll let you know.
You let us know?
Yeah,
You have to let us know.
Oh, yeah, that number six is something sweet.
So. Okay, so Marnie, what your homework is, you've got to email me what we thought it was, what it actually was, and we will go over it next week. By the way, have you confirmed with Steve Serna? Katie June?
No, but I will.
We need to confirm
right
with him.
I will text him immediately.
No, give me number five. Let me see.
Because we're in hopes that next week it's going to be you, Al, myself, and Steve Serna playing the part of Marnie Ryan.
Fun.
Right.
Okay, let's see. All right.
Got it.
So.
Okay, continue on.
So that's Honey Boo Boo. I don't know that we need to really talk about it because I know that Katie's as upset as I am about it. I know that Marnie's upset about it.
What?
And Corey Monteith.
Oh.
Someone taken too soon.
What's interesting to me is I don't know where I was. I never heard that he ever had an addiction problem ever.
I did recently. I knew he was in rehab.
But only in May.
Yeah.
March.
But then I read an article posthumously.
Right.
I don't know if that's the...
Posthumously.
Nothing's humorous about it.
Thank you. Right. That he has actually struggled with addiction on and off since 13.
Right.
He dropped out of school at 16, which we all kind of knew he dropped out of high school, and probably due to some in some part addiction and drugs and alcohol. But what was really hard for me is that, you know, I have a family member who struggled with addiction and I called that person and I, you know, was in tears just saying, I'm just so sad to hear this news, like totally shocking. I'm glad you're and I know I share and not that it's I don't know if it's a secret. I may have talked about it. It's my brother.
You have talked about that before.
Okay. So my brother now is clean and sober for over a year.
Well done.
It happened to be at this conference. It's called ICKYPAW. Actually, it's International Convention of Young People of Alcoholics Anonymous. So he was there. And I don't know. I just like called him and said, do you know who this person is? He died and we think it's of addiction. It was that night. And I just like broke into tears and Matt was crying and I was crying. And I just felt really emotional about it. Like I felt like this Corey Monteith was someone that I don't know him, you know.
I brought him into my house every week.
And I
listened
to
him
in a really
sing.
Vulnerable way. Like he was a part of this like glee club that we were all kind of like that outcasty.
He was never supposed to be a singer on the show.
Ever.
He was just a jock. It was a football player. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, you can sing. And then he became part of it.
He was a drummer. He was a drummer first. he's all my iPod is Glee. And as if this isn't perfect timing, Al just sent a text that said he's doing a tribute to Corey. He's so drunk and he's singing so loud. I don't know if the drunk is a tribute, but the singing maybe.
But
to Corey.
Too soon. That's going all Florida about it.
That's good. Yeah. But it really is. I brought him to my house every week and I listened to him and I bonded over him and it feels very personal.
So how was the conversation with your brother?
Excuse me. It was actually really good. And he just said it's a miracle that I'm here and it's very sad that he's not. And it could have been me and we could have been flipped. And he was talking about some, of course, at all meetings, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, whatever, they have speakers. So he was talking about told me about some speakers that he had heard and the news was just starting to get to them at the conference. Right. There's a relatively solid contingency of gay members of this. I mean, there were thousands, 3,000 plus people at this conference.
Wow.
Of gays. They did a big drag show, for example, and at this conference. And so Matt was like, yeah, we're kind of just hearing about it. And he just says it's a miracle that I'm here and it's so sad that he's not. And, you have to just have a reason. I don't know. It's very personal for them, and you have to have a reason to stay sober. And it's very spiritual for a lot of them. And I can imagine how someone like Corey Monteith, how he just lost his way at a really young age, and for whatever he's tried to get better, he's had so much fame and success and money and party and at his fingertips that you have to be. My brother, I know, has to be so solid in his sobriety, and he lives like a normal guy life.
Right.
And it's hard. It's hard. We're emotional.
Martin, go ahead. Do what you say.
I was just going to say, it just goes to prove it doesn't matter how much you have or how little you have or how, how many years you have or how many minutes you have. There was someone who's very out in their, in AA, as far as in their sobriety, is... Damn it. Tied to Bette Midler, tied to Al Bundy.
Katie Seagal.
Has been.
Wow, that was a long way to get there. Backup singer to Bette Midler.
Got
it.
Anyway,
she was. Absolutely.
Katie Seagal?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how she started.
Yeah.
She
has
no
idea.
She was backup singer. Barry Manilow was her piano player.
That's right.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Google it.
I love Katie Seagal.
Yeah. Me too.
Because I love Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
But she has been in the program for a very long time. Same as the guy from Coach.
And Charlotte from Sex and the City.
Shut up.
Yep. She's sober. Yeah.
But I mean, when you have all that, she has been to Crossroads here. Katie Seagal has and spoken. That's where mom used to have her home meetings. And my mom said 19 years off of Bethany Homer Glendale. And I said 51. That one.
No. You're talking about Crossroads that's behind where Winx was?
No, it's actually different.
Oh, because there's one Montebello and 7th Street.
There are different ones, but this one cross on 51. And so anyway, she came in there and spoke. And she said, whoever has a day and whoever has 20 years, it's the same amount of time. You're in the exact same amount of time. It doesn't mean you might have more of a strength or more of a background, but you're in the same amount of time because the minute that you slip, you start over with a day.
Right.
And it all goes back to 24 hours.
The one thing that I thought of in regards to Corey, and again, I didn't realize that was going on. But they were talking about it's a shame that somebody who has, all the fortune and also this fame and he has all the success. Well, for people, and I think we're all in this to some point. Let's say that you're somebody who's already insecure and then all of a sudden the spotlight starts being shown on you and you're being praised for things. Okay, so you're being praised for things, but then your insecurity is still, though 78, thousands of people say I'm wonderful, am I wonderful? Am I good? Am I good enough?
Well, and then there's one person who says you're not anymore.
Right, so then, but all that pressure just compounds on you. You know, do you know your lyric? Do you know your lyrics? Do you know your words? Do you know your marks? Are you good enough? Can you make the public appearance? Does everybody love me? And if you've already got all the insecurity that's there, that's that maybe led you down that road. And I don't know what led him down that road. I don't know if it was insecurity, if it's just some
family life.
Some friend said, "Hey, try this," and he had that addictive personality that, you know, once he took one hit or one drink, it was just that's what it was. Because we all know there are people like that, but. I just think it's interesting that so many people think just because you've got the world by the ass, you have a number one TV show and you've got, you're dating Lea Michele for God's sakes, right. And you're talented and you have all these things going for you.
And you're gorgeous and right. You're.
But yet, you know, you're alone and in a hotel room and you, the
and
fears.
And really you're a heroin addict.
Right. And, all, and the fears and the paranoia, which, I mean, obviously they're cyclical because right. You do this and it becomes more paranoiac right. And yada, yada, yada. It's just insane. So it was interesting for me just from the standpoint of all the comments that came out. Oh, he had everything. Why? No, the fact that he had everything
makes it even worse
from the standpoint of you're continually asking if you're good enough constantly.
Very, very, very sad.
So some people who have nothing are much more better off because they only answer to them. And now you're answering to a network and cast members and contracts and producers.
And fans.
And fans. Yeah. Oh, fans are huge. Sure. Because, and nowadays with the interaction with all the Facebook and the Twitter and every wrong move you make, somebody criticizes you about and they can get to you because they do Twitter you and they do Facebook you. So sure. It's horrible. It's horribly
we're grieving
sad.
And
I'll be very, very curious to see how Glee handles this.
Because he was one of the only ones coming back.
True.
There were five that were gotten rid of.
There's more entertainment coming up on the other side. We're going to begin hour three. Stay with us. It's the show on Q Talk America. We'll be back in just moments right here.
Listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Once again, good evening. It is 9 o'clock in Phoenix, Arizona. You are listening to the show. My name is Clayton McKee. Hi. Thank you for being here. Welcome, everybody. Wave at whatever camera you want to.
I don't know what my camera is.
It doesn't matter. It's that one. It's the blue. It's the one closest to you.
It's the blue one, he says.
Yes, it's the one closest to you.
I can't ever see myself.
This one over here is the full room. That's the one for your shot. That camera does you and Aaron. So that would be the one you wave to. Katie, June, and I wave to that camera. Hi! It's the show. We do it every Tuesday evening right here from the Q Talk America studios located in the heart of Central Phoenix. Thank you for being here. I am joined this evening with Katie, June, Marnie Ryer, and tonight, Aaron Henderson is filling in for the vacationing Al Perkins, who is drunk somewhere on the East Coast singing a tribute to Corey Monteith and Glee. I'm going to bet he's at Marie's Crisis singing, just a guess. Marie's Crisis is one of his favorite bars to sing at.
Let's say, I'm going to ask.
He's gone all Florida, I'm pretty sure.
We're continuing on. Our drinking word is...
Florida!
When it goes all Florida, that means it all went to hell. That's our drinking word. Coming up, we have Dr. Drew's Death Den. We have some sports with Katie. But right now, we are in the middle of entertainment headlines with Aaron Henderson.
So two more stories. The first one we touched on last week, and I know Katie's really into this, and I've sucked my poor girlfriend into it dramatically. So, but
bad choice of words. Yeah. Very good.
So
unintentionally left
all Florida.
So I did get all Florida. It's funny because I usually am the one that I catch those things, but I did anyway. So Big Brother. All Big Brother watchers or people who are interested in the story, there's this stupid cunt. Okinawan bag.
She's hideous.
She gets worse by the day.
Well, and she has a co-conspirator. Not Gina Marie, the brunette bitch.
I want to. They're children.
Taylor. I want to punch her in the face.
They're younger.
A lot.
They are.
Somebody
anyway,
has to be
and when she's like, oh, when she's doing her like back talky sass, right. Like, oh, you're just so mature. And
I know.
Look in the mirror. Oh, I can't handle it.
I'm fuming. I've watched Big Brother for a long time, and I've never been this invested and angry.
I don't think Big Brother has ever been so angry.
Well, that's
had
what
they
the
ever,
story
like, fought.
That's yeah, what the ahead. Story's about. So I'm apparently, apparently, the very first season of Big Brother, there was a house guest. I didn't watch the first season named William Collins. who was an intensely political black man, according to the New York Times, who proved polarizing in the House for his sometimes confrontational talk about race. So to bring it back, this Aaron person keeps making A-A-R-Y-N
Thank
as
you.
An Aryan.
I noticed the same thing. I noticed it.
Yeah. All right. Has been saying really, really racial slurs. Not only that, but also pretty homophobic slurs.
Yeah, and calling people queer, making fun of Asians in the way they talk, in the way that they only do nails, talking about black people, you can't see them in the dark.
And calling
that bitch, yeah, Shaniqua.
And then this week, there was a fight over a bed, and she starts with this like slave owner talk. What you gonna do, class girl? Like the way she talked.
Oh my god!
So
So fortunately, American can get in and vote for some stuff in this in the meantime. So no one, I think, in America is going to vote for these people. And even if they will, the majority is going to rule on that one.
Many of the KKK might.
But I don't think they watch Big Brother.
Well, there's that.
So there's an article in the New York Times about how this is now bringing a new face kind of to reality TV, in that now we are having to really look at race in the face when it comes to this stuff. And about how race has become the dominant narrative thanks to a handful of white cast members who've turned the show into a rare opportunity to watch white privilege and unconscious racism in the field. And the problem is, another one of the house guests called this Aaron on it and said, people say you're being racist. And she's like, I'm not even going to acknowledge that. If people think that, they're stupid. I'm not racist. I've never said a racist thing in my life. And goes on and on about it. And she's like, you're going to have a lot of fucking haters when you get out of here.
That bitch has already lost her job.
Yeah. Lost her job.
And, I remember hearing that.
And yeah. I'm sure, like, this is not going to be pretty for this girl when she gets out. And then she's got a couple little partners in crime. One of them doesn't do the race slurs, but is just a horrible human being. Yeah. And then the other one, Gina Marie, has really racist comments to make as well. And then Spencer.
Who also lost her job.
Spencer apparently called the gay guy on the show, Andy, Kermit the Fag, and started talking about how Hitler was one of the greatest public speakers of all time and how much he respected Hitler. So apparently there's this whole undercurrent of awful racism, and there are two black contestants, an Asian contestant, and a gay contestant still in the house. And then this half-Cherokee piece of shit.
Oh, he's weird.
Who can't hold their liquor?
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Let me just a third party overhead look at this.
Yeah.
Knowing what we all do know, and we should, anybody who's been in and or around media for any period of time, realize so many of these media is driven by ratings. Media is driven by the outrageous and the over the top. Which, as a show like we are, I think some of the reasons that we get the ratings on this network that we get and the listenership that we get and the downloads that we get because of who we are, what we say. Now, to that point, I'm wondering, is this person really like this, or because they put an Asian and a black, they've stacked this deck.
Right, but there are always people of other races, there's always a gay contestant or two. And I think had we not seen that she indeed lost her job because they don't want her to be a role model for children, and that the other one lost her job. When they cast shows, any show, The Bachelorette, Big Brother, any reality show, they cast it with assholes and shallow human beings. Yeah. And sometimes make those people stay longer, like on The Bachelorette.
Right.
They have to keep them a little bit longer to keep the drama. I think this, maybe they thought, maybe this will have some kind of spark. But I think this is now beyond the spark of ratings.
Because even CBS has come out against it and made comments.
And Julie Chen, the host, who was clearly Asian.
Asian, right.
Kate made a comment last week. She couldn't hold in her disgust for this for this one contestant.
I just wondered if somebody paid, like, not, I'm not saying it's CBS, but I'm saying it's a sponsor. I'm just wondering if somebody on the outside is like, if you get in, if you say XYZ, I have $1 million.
Nobody's this good of an actress.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious. I
haven't seen it. I understand where you're coming from.
I just think somebody is trying to make a name for themselves, or somebody trying to make a spin on this.
I genuinely don't think she's that smart. She's like a dumb blonde Southern bimbo who likes that. She likes it. She's like, well, just because I'm from the South.
Gotcha.
I really don't think she's.
I think they cast her because she's stupid and.
And she's
cute and white,
pretty from the south.
Point, maybe she did accept that kind of money to walk in there.
I mean,
and just
Westboro Baptist Church could have been paying her to say, when you're in there.
She's not this good of an actress to say it that It rolls off.
It
her
rolls
tongue.
Too easily.
It's,
again,
it, she, this is,
maybe she's not acting.
These are no,
well, no, I know, I understand that, but I'm
she's
just saying,
not. These are things that wondering. She says all the time. This okay. is just kind of her behavior.
So
and
the
she's,
so the follow up on this when they do the reunion after will yeah. be very interesting. Well, and probably will be worth watching.
Sorry. I can't. So when they get kicked off the show, they walk right out of the house and into a live interview that's live with Julie Chen. And I know that Julie and CBS
How
they're
do
not
they
going to
say
they walk. So the house they is in a studio. The house is part of a studio. So they okay. kicked out of the house and they literally walk out the house door into the studio.
Are there a live audience?
Yeah, on the eviction night, it's a live audience with Julie Chen there. Okay. They cast their vote for eviction in private, and Julie Chen announces to the house via television, this person's evicted. They have to get their stuff that's already packed, walk out the door, and then poof, live interview with Julie. And I know they're probably not going to say it to him, but I can't wait to watch the interview between Julie and that Aaron. And I would give anything to be like, so you know you're fired, right? Because right. you're a racist yeah. and they...
But they,
I
also, love, they also have a house that they go to. And
well,
make...
after a certain amount of people, there's a jury. And so the people who are on the jury, because they then vote for who wins Big Brother. These castmates then vote for who wins Big Brother at the very end.
Okay.
And so they have to live in seclusion if they make it past a certain point. So she could not know she's fired. Wait,
and I want to tell you this, too. Correct. And it's great because one of the girls, I love the girl that stood up to them, Candace or whatever. Yeah. But this is what this says. During last night's airing, host Julie Chen addressed the housemates if they forget cameras mm-hmm. are filming 24/7. When she asked Aaron directly... She replied, Aaron, A-A-R-Y-N, yeah. replied, I don't forget. I'm a very open person. Everyone who's here knows a lot about me, and so, now so does America. To which Chen replied, yes, we all do.
But she said it like this, yes, we all do. Like yeah. nasty, yeah, contempt, like, yeah. disgust. And
then, yeah, we oh, all no, know what yeah. a bitch you are.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right. And then right. Amanda, who warned
her
to
be... She went all Florida
be,
on her. She,
right. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Amanda, who warned her to be mindful of her offensive remarks, then she said... That's the most obnoxious, annoying thing I've ever heard. It's the biggest joke. And here's what I just... Here's the white privilege. They call me Barbie and all other sorts of things about me being blonde. So what's the yeah. difference?
Yeah.
That's like that's just being white privilege. Yeah. You just don't get a clue. You mm-hmm. just don't have a clue.
Mm-mm.
So you, wow. you're blonde. You're like a cute
so
blonde
the good
little
news
Barbie.
Is
I would love
house...
to see. I would love to see Julie Chen oh, explode, yeah. though. I would love to see that.
Oh, she's very bright.
Yeah.
And the way that
and
she could deliver.
Calm all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. I just, the whole, good. The good thing is that the whole house now
and
has
she can
united.
She can take a joke because remember there was an episode oh, of The yeah. Talk where they all dressed as a stereotype and oh. she wore the thick round glasses and then, and what's her name? They, all of them on the cast
okay.
dressed and did something as a stereotype based on their race.
Okay.
And she totally did it. She wore the thick glasses and talked like these and do the whole thing.
Right.
She did all of that. Wow. So she understands
right.
the,
oh, yeah.
the levity within that.
And
but
this
Aaron this is wrong.
Talks like that frequently.
All the time.
Like, right. Frequently right. on the show.
And with intent to hurt. But wow. But the good news is the whole house, usually there's, you know, alliance here and alliance here, and they're all kind of against each other. The whole house is against this little group of mean, racist people. And they're just picking them off one by one. And as soon as those assholes are out of the house, they're going to really start playing the game again with, I'm in alliance with you, and then you're in alliance with this person. But for now, it's a very...
Just trying to get the shit out of the house.
It feels good yeah. to watch and know that all these people see through it in the house.
Wow.
And that they all... Anyway.
This is Big Brother on CBS.
It is.
Yeah.
It's yes. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Oh my God, three fucking nights a week?
Oh, and praise every Jesus. Night, because every I love night it. On TV Guide Network for 2 hours, I record it, and that's what I watch when I'm getting ready in the morning.
And I come over, and I sit there, and I'm like this. Like, it's like I'm drooling
I can't
a little, and there, my face
what,
starts,
what
I smell
I think,
toast.
What I think I'm going to have, you have a stroke.
Oh my God.
What I'm going to have to do is, I'm sure there's probably, and you let me know, some of you guys let me know. I'm going to guess that before the season finale, there's going to be a review show where they go back over the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Best like
let me know, because I'll watch that so yeah. I can kind of get sped up, because I want to see this, the live oh. at the end. I want to, oh, yeah. this will yeah. be good.
And fantastic. Again, her name is spelled, if you didn't catch it.
Like Arian.
Like Arian, which is so interesting to me.
A-R-I-A-N.
No,
A-A-R-Y-N. I hadn't even been paying attention until Kelly was like, you got to watch this. And then I looked and I'm like, that was the very first thing I noticed. Was yeah. like, holy shit.
Yeah. Little white
this
girl.
This is a white... she's coming from some white supremacy something.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So
okay, one more story that relates back to the first one with Donnie Wahlberg.
I knew it.
So the new kids on the box. So right? So the new cast member on The View, because that crazy Republican's off. What's her name, babe?
Who cares?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who's yeah, going
Elizabeth
to Fox.
Hasselbeck.
She's going to be a commentator
couldn't
on Fox.
Be suited
yeah,
better.
No shit.
Oh, and did you see that Regis Philbin is also going to Fox?
What?
No, not Fox, but Fox Sports.
Fox Sports?
Huh?
Yeah, he's going to be a sportscaster.
Well, so he can be like, and then he ran down the field.
Well, that,
and but Joe Namath is here.
Sports is fine. As long as they're not doing news.
It's called The Crowd Goes Wild, and he's the new host. Anyway.
And The Crowd Goes Wild.
Yeah, it sounds like a dumb game show.
Yeah. So
but oddly, that was going to be the original name of this show.
Right. And then we went all Florida. So they've announced the replacement for Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and it's Jenny McCarthy. Yeah. And there's a real split.
So does Donnie Wahlberg.
Not enough to stop making out with fat chicks. So there's a big.
They want a break.
After a week,
back to Chandler Bing on the front of the magazine. Mm. It's all a big. So anyway, there's apparently a big divide between the people who are, because Jenny McCarthy is one of those people who believes that immunizations cause autism, which there are a lot of things that prove otherwise. She's a son with autism, and kids die because you don't immunize them, because you're gonna anyway. So there's a split between people who are big advocates of no immunizations, mm-hmm. and people who are worried she's going to use it as a platform for her anti-immunization and spread the word and then risk more children dying because they're not immunized from things like, Jesus, polio. Like, really?
I think that she will.
I mean, what do you think, right? So you work with kids. Like, what do you think about the, I know you're not, in a healthcare capacity, but, you know, working with children and.
I think immunizing your child is the right thing to do to protect them from diseases we know are deadly. An immunization guarantees that your kid's not going to get a disease and die from it, right? If it puts your kid, what? It doesn't ensure it, but it give more likely possibility that they're not going to die of this disease. I don't know what I think about autism. I have students on the spectrum. I have worked with a lot of students diagnosed with autism or Asperger's, and I have a hard time believing that it ties back
to a vaccine.
To a vaccine because of science and research and studies.
And you know what I actually have heard is really interesting is a lot of times, and certainly not in every case, and there's varying degrees of autism and that whole spectrum, but I've read a lot about, especially since Kelly puts us on all kinds of weird diets, that a lot of times people talk about, you know, certain diets.
Very much. And I would.
More than medication.
I would buy that.
Yes. More helpful.
What you put in your body is helpful with anything.
Right.
You have headaches, change what you're putting in your body. Pay attention to what you put in your body. Your stomach hurts, pay attention to what you put in your body. And it starts with kids. And yeah, there are kids. Oh, my kid has ADD. No, it doesn't. You feed it too much sugar and put it in front of a screen all day long. Like, make it go ride a bike and give it a vegetable and see what happens.
Yeah, and surprise.
Right.
To the point of you saying, or like, not you saying, but other people saying that she's going to start using this as a platform for this, don't you think somewhere Baba Wawa, ABC, is going to come in and say, look, we understand you're controversial on this one point. Everybody else loves you. You were a Playmate of the Year for Playboy or Penthouse or whatever.
You're dating a new kid.
Pardon me. But don't you think somebody said in their contract said, look, we know this is something you believe in. However, you're not here. This isn't like the MDA telethon of Jenny McCarthy or the autism telethon. You're here to contribute based on blah, 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 blah. But I'm not saying she won't interject something somewhere. Or their beliefs, but I don't think it's going to be the Jenny McCarthy, here's my soapbox, and I'm going to be on an everyday show.
I don't watch the show, but Marn does.
Mm-hmm. I watch it when I can, and I enjoy it.
I can see...
Except when Hasselbeck is on.
I don't think that every day she's going to come on and be like, by the way, now let's talk about vaccinations.
Right.
I don't think it'll ever be like that. But I definitely see that view coming into it. I mean, they talk about sugar, and she'll be like, now red dye number 40... You know, and go into something like that. That's
not horrible. Sugar's bad, but I agree with you. You have a big platform, right. Even if you say it a few times to say vaccinations are bad. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Which is like you with aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you brought that up several times on this show.
I eat sweet and low by the carton.
But not having aspartame isn't going to lead to you getting serious infectious diseases.
Well, I don't know. She was in the hospital forever.
Like 6 days.
With something that we couldn't diagnose.
Wait,
but the only thing she
off of aspartame?
That's the only thing
she eliminated. She eliminated aspartame from her diet and she's not been in the hospital since. She needs to be for mental issues, but that's totally separate.
I'm saying if you say...
Because I go all Florida.
What I'm saying is if you have a soapbox to say aspartame is bad.
Right.
That's not the same as saying vaccinations are bad.
Well, I don't know, because both can severely affect you. If that's where your belief is, that's where your passion is. But, like, for her, she thinks every kid, and by God, it's not just her kid, it's every single kid. Right. I look at it, for instance, with the difference being aspartame is really bad for me.
For you.
For you.
Yeah. Right.
But you were like, able
I drink
to say,
Diet Coke like
it. Mm-hmm. And you were able to say aspartame is really bad, and you shouldn't take it, and that's not going to, like, kill more people. Like, if someone stops taking aspartame or stops ingesting it, they're not going to...
Right.
Like, be at risk for contracting infectious diseases. Right.
But if they say AZT is now bad for you because you might get a hangnail, and so people stop taking it, and then they die from AIDS.
Right.
I'm not comparing autism to a hangnail.
No,
but right.
And I'm not comparing aspartame to autism.
Right. No. But like you as a parent are in charge of responsible for your child, and it's up to you to make decisions. But I wouldn't if I had a kid. I'd vaccinate
aspartame
him.
Is
oh yes,
but aspartame is you know, and I don't know. It's interesting. I would say yes if I could stay away from aspartame. I would also choose to do that.
Right.
It's not a normal thing that's in our diets.
Put it this way: you have gone on every different diet known to man.
It's absolutely true.
You easily if this paleo thing, you're actually doing that, aspartame would not be a part of that.
No, and it's not.
And I firmly believe that you're actually doing it. I'm just saying.
For 2 days.
For now.
For 2 days.
For the last 2 days.
How long it lasts.
Right.
According to this paleo diet, you would have had no aspartame.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you chew gum?
No, I actually don't regularly chew gum.
Okay.
I eat Altoids.
Aspartame, I believe. I have to look. Altoids don't, because Altoids. I will have Altoids.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's that kind of thing. We do things and we don't even know. But if you stand on a soapbox... and have that that place for, like, Jenny McCarthy will. And have a way of swaying people.
Now, if she was going to sit on that panel and say, listen, I have a child who has autism, and here's what I found that helps, and if you want to diet him... Did I say it?
No. Oh. Here's what helps him.
Yes.
My child.
Right. Here's what helps my child, mm-hmm. and I've done... And this is a foundation where you can go learn more, and this is a foundation... So reality TV, Jacqueline from the Real Housewives in New Jersey mm-hmm. has this child with autism and is doing the same thing, doing, like, a blog with parents.com and this whole thing about what helps her child. And if Jenny McCarthy wants to stand there and say... here's what helps my child. Here are places you can find information. I believe it was a vaccination. The end. But not sit there and say,
don't vaccinate your children.
It's interesting because one of the guys, my hairdresser's, another client of his, is a very...
Can he teach me how to do that bump that you have going in front of your headphones? Because I like that little bump.
I think it's an accident.
I like it. But if I do it, it looks like...
And then her hair like went all Florida.
What is that you've done, Erin?
We have both have Florida hair now.
No, that's not it. But you keep trying, babe.
But this woman was the same way. And when I was pregnant in there, and she walked in and she's like, are you going to vaccinate? And my hairdresser brought it up, you know, oh, this woman is totally against it. And I said, well, you know, I didn't really want to go there. Obviously, you know where you're going when someone asks you that. And I'm like, And she's like, well, let me tell you how it's going to kill your child. I mean, you know, that was kind of the
Let me tell you how if there's two other kids who haven't been vaccinated, right. one gets polio, how that kid's going to kill your child in class.
Yeah. It's really, so,
it's a vicious circle.
An intense debate. That particular debate also is pretty intense.
I think that where Jenny McCarthy is going to be interesting on The View, truly, is going to her and Joy, because Joy's leaving though, right?
Joy's
going to
leave too.
Okay.
Sad pants.
Because that's what I couldn't. I agree too, because I thought that they would both be on there, and I could see them trying to outfunny each other, and then that would be fucking annoying.
Oh, I wasn't thinking
but
that.
But she's, I think that they would both be trying to kind of
one up each other.
Mm-hmm. But so it's what Sherry Shepherd,
Sherry
Whoopi.
Next year, I mean, even Barbara's leaving. Barbara's retiring in the spring. That's
right. Weren't they looking at Brooke Shields?
I heard that
they
name.
They were at one point, right?
But is she another crazy about something?
She's crazy about postpartum.
But I like her.
She's
for
not
that.
Crazy.
It's Tom Cruise that called her crazy. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fucking piece of Florida.
But isn't it so funny, though, how you. It is funny, and it really helps you give a perspective to how everyone just has different opinions.
Because
you said, wait, isn't she crazy about something? Yeah, postpartum. And you go, oh, no, but I like her stance on that.
Right.
Whereas someone
but she's
else.
She's crazy about it. Like it's
She
it's
is crazy
passion.
About it. But someone else would say, oh, that bitch is Tom Cruise.
Right.
She's crazy about it, and she's totally wrong. It's
right.
just, it's interesting because I'm with you on both of those things, as a matter of fact. But
weird.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. No.
But it is interesting to show how you go.
That's
wait,
true.
Isn't she crazy? Oh no, she's my kind of crazy on that.
Well, and I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Just a quick shout out to Okinawa. Big Brother started in early 2000. If I'm doing this correctly,
It said the on article. CBS, I can pull up the article again. It said
the rights to the series were at least bought then.
13 years ago. So yeah, 2000.
Wow.
Then the only year that it was on twice was my favorite year. Not really, but it was the year of the writer's strike, and they didn't have anything else put on TV, so they did a second Big Brother in the same year. Oh my God, I was so happy. Because usually a summer show. It starts the end of June, beginning of July, and it runs through my fall break, October usually. Right. And so they did it another
time. I just
time
love
in like
that
January,
it's on
February. Three times a week.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
We have so much
time on our hands.
I know.
We don't have a lot of time left on our hands. All right, is that wrap up entertainment?
I'm done. Play my outro.
Katie, there's no outro. No, usually I'll just fucking talk to the end of it.
Oh, I did that today.
Katie, are you ready?
Welcome.
Are you ready?
Here we go. It's the end of the show.
Katie.
Giving you a Phoenix Mercury update, now at number 3 in the Western Conference. Boo-hoo. They were at number 2.
Take it back.
MLB All-Star Game is happening right now. USA Soccer beats Costa Rica 1-0 in the Gold Cup. NFL removes Aaron Hernandez from the Hall of Fame from a photo. And let me tell you about some NBA players who are great, but not really.
Well done.
So the WNBA, I always
Sorry,
have to start.
I didn't mean to ding it.
No, I know. Well, it wasn't. I always have to start with my WNBA.
We're bad lesbians.
I love my ladies.
Don't include me in that.
Phoenix Mercury was at number 2. They're now at number 3 in the Western Conference standings behind Minnesota and L.A. The last game that they played was this past Sunday. We took Palmer. It was great. We had a really good time. She stayed for the whole thing. We had to move back to a row that had no one else in it.
Did she usually drive home?
Run. No. Oh, no. Okay. So that she could run back and forth the whole time. And it was great. We had fun. But it was really sad as we lost to the Indiana Fever, who is the worst team in the league.
Before this game.
Yeah, before this game helped bump them to the second worst. Yeah. Now they were the worst.
Congratulations.
So feeling a little bit of frustration there. The biggest thing is Coach Corey Gaines. He has no defensive strategy. Really has no offensive strategy. He doesn't know how to play Brittany Griner. She sat on the bench for the last couple games, and we're just not totally sure what's happening. So that's where we stand with the Mercury, but God love him. next week, hopefully I'll have updates on who's made the WNBA All-Stars team. The Major League Baseball is in the throes of their All-Star game. It's actually happening tonight, but it may end with some players in hot water. Ooh. 4 All-Stars this year: San Diego shortstop, Oakland pitcher, Texas outfielder, and Detroit shortstop have been linked in media reports to Biogenesis, the closed Florida anti-aging clinic that's been accused of distributing steroids and extra hormones. So baseball commissioner Bud Selig says he's not concerned. The showcase could be decided by a player who may be disciplined when his probe is concluded. He basically said, whatever happens, happens. Given our knowledge today, that's not frustrating at all. You play the hand you're dealt. You can't make second guesses. Another player said, it is what it is. It's the nature of the era right now. Until we get the game totally clean, I'm sure there's going to be always black eyes and suspicions. And it's just, found an article.
Did he actually say black eyes?
Black eyes.
Oh, black eyes. Oh.
Black eyes.
Unintentional racism.
No, I did. I thought it was
Aaron.
Black guys
oh,
and no. suspicion.
Take no. it back.
He went all Florida.
Yeah, right. He did.
All right.
But basically just talks about it, and it kind of goes on to talk about how discouraging it is that players and owners agreed to a steroid ban in 2002. They've repeatedly tried to strengthen the rules, but it just – and Selig keeps saying it's the sport's cleaner than ever, but it's not what we're hearing in the media. It's right. just – and, you know, you kind of just wonder – you just wonder, right? Is it ever going to all be on the same page? Or is anyone ever going to play on the same field? Or do we just – dope everybody up and then they're on the same playing field.
Then go for it.
Right. You know, just make everybody go for it. Like, you guys want this. Here, do it.
Do you guys remember the whole Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, totally.
Right. You know, the idea that Sammy Sosa was corking his bat. I don't know if you guys
mm-hmm. Oh,
understand.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
So that
that's not a sexual innuendo,
no,
by the way.
No.
Could be.
Well.
Anyway. And Mark McGwire was apparently taking...
I don't think it's apparently. I think he just straight up.
He admitted to it, did he not?
But yeah. He is still, from everything I understand, he's currently serving as hitting coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's still involved in baseball.
So there you go.
Fucker Michael Vick's still in football.
Well, and Al will love that. And so the...
No additional dogs were hurt, though.
That's right, according to Al. Mm-hmm. And
as long as you don't hurt a dog, you're fine.
Hit a kid. I don't care. Don't hurt dog.
What? Yeah. I say. But the idea that he's still in the Hall of Fame, I believe. I don't think that Mark McGwire was taken out of the Hall of Fame. And if I'm mistaken, that would be
Well, it's actually interesting because this
for being the home
story
run
about
King.
Football, whatever. There are some other people that they've not taken out of the Hall of Fame while they have chosen to remove Aaron Hernandez from even just photos. But I will say really quickly, Home Run Derby was won by the Oakland A's. I have no idea how to pronounce his name. Yonis Cepedes.
Sure.
Maybe that's
sounded
something.
Good.
He had 9 home runs in the Derby. The longest was 456 yards. Kind of exciting. So go. Exciting. I mean, that's, you know, it's
that's
fun.
Exciting.
The Rockettes performed at the Home Run Derby on top of the dugout. So that's kind of cool.
Cute.
U.S. soccer. Our soccer team beats Costa Rica 1-0 in the Gold Cup. I listened to a really interesting article recently about how much actual play goes on in a number of sports. And I should have pulled it up, but it was, you know, in a full regulation game of football, you're actually legitimately watching about 11 to 14 minutes of play.
I heard this.
Did you
very
hear this
thing.
On
I
NPR?
This. Yes.
And basketball, basketball is a lot more. The baseball was, I think, the lowest.
It was the lowest.
It was like 10 minutes of actual play. Happening
and
that game.
They did a thing about how long it takes for them to change pitchers, and then how long to do this. And it was like, it was ridiculous. That's why it takes so fucking long.
So hideous.
But they were going to work on things to speed up the game.
Yeah.
To make the game more interesting and go faster.
I must not have heard the whole thing. I was pulling into my house so I must have like turned it on and just heard the end piece. But I will say one of the reasons that I really, really like soccer, football, right?
Football.
It's fun. And it's NBA. Fast. I like basketball's fast. WNBA is fast. I love soccer's fast. I get really into the World Cup when it comes around. But right now they're in the Gold Cup. The U.S. beat soccer. Now, granted, while it's quick, we don't always have a lot of scores. So we did beat Costa Rica 1-0 with a player by the name of Breck Shea, who was coming off of a miserable performance against Cuba. He came off the bench in the 77th minute of the game, which is close to the end, and he scored the one and only goal.
Because they're 90 minutes long.
Yeah, one and only goal. So nice. It's kind of exciting. So anyhow, go U.S. soccer.
I like that.
Another really interesting – before we get to some fun, Aaron Hernandez had a photo. It wasn't even him that's in the Hall of Fame. There was a team picture of the Patriots that was in the Hall of Fame taken by Mary Schwalm of the Eagle Tribune of North Andover, Massachusetts. And it shows him in a contest some picture of him in a contest over Green Bay. I'm not sure what the contest was. It doesn't say. But they've taken it out of the NFL Hall of Fame. They've taken the picture down and said, in the spirit of good taste. They also went on to say that they have never taken down pictures of O.J. Simpson. Wow. Ray Lewis are two of the biggies that still remain in the Hall of Fame after they've been, you know, of course, maybe not convicted, but certainly we all know what's going down. Mm-hmm. But the
how they went all
for
Florida,
some reason, and maybe it's just because we pay more attention now, it's more politicized. I'm just not sure. But they said that there was too much mounting evidence against Hernandez that they thought it would be in good taste.
She said mounting.
She did. Yeah. All Florida. Now, forgive my ignorance on this. Now, when OJ did what he allegedly did, he was no longer an active player.
That's true.
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis was
an active player. And Hernandez
just
clearly.
And just won the Super Bowl. Yeah,
okay.
Just won the Super Bowl.
Okay. And then clearly Aaron Hernandez was an active player. So, not that I follow this a lot, but it seems to me that, okay, O.J. Simpson did all that he did as, you know, O.J. in football. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can discredit what he did. He was not an active player in the game when he did what they say he did.
Well,
if it's about character, if it's solely about character, then that would be something different, okay? Because with OJ, you're right. His career was long done.
Right. It's just saying that Simpson was not found guilty. He was already a Hall of Famer when the double murder happened.
Right. And then he wasn't convicted of that. He was convicted of robbing his own stuff back.
Yeah.
Because he's a douche.
And Ray Lewis was not convicted. So that's kind of what they're saying. But and Aaron Hernandez, not convicted yet.
But Jesus Christ.
But they're saying stacks of evidence. That's what they're saying. The evidence is too overwhelming.
It's about to go all Florida on him.
He's about to get, it's about to go all Florida.
Absolutely.
So lastly, I thought was kind of interesting. So, you know, kind of touching on the NBA, which is not really doing much right now, aside from, drafts and picking up players and trading and all that kind of, insider baseball, insider basketball type of stuff, if you will. I found an interesting article about the best NBA players to never win an NBA championship. And there are some real shining stars on this list. I'll read a couple of them. Big, long list. I think there was 31 or 32 players. Karl Malone was in 3 finals games, never won. Patrick Ewing was in 2, never won. Steve Nash never even made it, has never, ever been in a finals.
I noticed he recently cut his hair. I saw him.
Oh,
in
did
some,
he?
Yeah.
That's good.
I was glad. I was so glad to see that.
Right. Not cute. That shaggy look isn't working
for
him.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Allen Iverson, 1 finals, no wins. John Stockton, 2 finals, no wins.
Yeah. He was with Karl Malone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dikembe Mutombo, 1 final, no win. Charles Barkley, 1 final with the Suns, no win. Yao Ming, the big giant Asian who came over, was like a superstar.
Does not have a donkey
unintentional
booty.
Racism.
Unintentional racism.
Wow.
No badunkadonk.
Nope. He did not, but he's never won. He's never even been to the finals. And Grant Hill, another guy who didn't end his career with the Suns. It was a longtime Sun, and my brother and I saw him at a Mercury game. He was very, very, very nice.
Did you say did not end his career?
He didn't end his career as a Sun. He ended it last year as a Clipper. His last year was like in L.A. as a Clipper.
Am I master the blanked over face. I so don't know anything about any basketball.
Have you seen how I faked it the whole time I've been here?
You really did a good job.
You got that smile.
I caught myself going like this.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
You know what I'm doing? I'm planning the next segment.
I know. But it's kind of fun. It's fun. Yeah. You look at all of these like superstars who just, they weren't able to ever seal the deal.
Right.
Anyway.
But that is kind of funny. You would think as much as everybody's heard their names.
Oh yeah, you know those
media,
names. Right.
You would think that they had already never got that brass ring.
It's a big deal, and they end their careers without it.
Go to football, Dan Marino. Same thing as far as quarterback for the Dolphins.
Wasn't
he in a Dolphins.
Movie? Yeah, he was the Dolphins.
He was
in Detective.
And he also did commercials for
Slim Fast,
was it? Yeah.
And maybe now Depends. We're not sure. Everyone's doing it.
Oh,
yeah.
The end.
Maybe.
Anyway, that's it in sports.
Now, this is going to be brief, Aaron, but we got to get through it. Oh, it's Death Watch. Now, nobody could have seen it coming. Corey Monteith was not anywhere on this. We had no reason to believe.
No.
Now,
very, very sad.
You decided last week that we were going to put, did you decide Jerry Lewis?
No.
Or Sally Struthers?
That was actually Sean and I. Sally Struthers.
No. Y'all did Randy Travis last week.
Yeah. Are we
He's
good?
He's still in critical condition.
He's not doing well.
So do we want to leave this as it is?
Listen, I think we leave it as is.
Well, because sooner or later, somebody's got to fucking catch up with
us here. You would fucking hope so.
God, wouldn't you think?
Somebody's going to die and become all Florida.
We've been doing this for so many weeks.
Is it inappropriate to put George in men on here?
I don't think it's gonna happen this week.
Well, except for the fact that Katie said something about murder him. Maybe we don't put that on there because they'll think
they might
we
come
went
back to get us
on him just to win the death penalty.
But it really is. I mean, I want to say,
what do we win if we win the death den?
We get to be on another week. Well, actually, Katie and I are sharing a 10-point split of 5
That's
and
true.
5.
And I want to say how sad it is that all the weeks we've been playing and we are only sharing a 10-point
split.
And
I
have to tell you that I'm going straight to hell because I'm like, come on, big boy, pull the plug. And and I don't want to be that way, but I just don't want anyone to be in pain.
No,
I'm not saying a word. I just want I don't want anyone.
I thought she was talking
about
Valerie Harper.
No plug there. I just don't want anyone to be in any pain. And I want 10 points.
So there.
Okay, so we will leave the death den as it stands. Okay. So we'll visit it again next week and see what happens on this. Well, at this time, because it is time, we are going to go to our final segment of the night. Wow, we're running so late on time, but we'll get it all in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our little thing we call Thoughtful Vulgarity.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Okay, since Al is out this week, taking Al's place is the one and only Erin Henderson, and she has our question.
I do. So again, Al Perkins, all the way from the East Coast, and I collaborated on a question.
I love the fact you collaborate with Al.
Oh, yeah. It's good work.
We have an extended staff.
We do. Yeah.
I love it.
Al and are very similar as well. Not the way we look, but our likes and our... So anyway, okay. So here's our question for all of us in studio tonight.
Okay.
If you went back in time... What one change would you do that would have the biggest impact on your life now?
On our life or on humanity?
Your life now. If you could go back in time and change one thing about your life, that would have the what would it be that would have the biggest impact on you now?
Holy shit.
And Al says this about it. Bless your hearts that you have to answer that right now.
Did Al give us his answer too or no?
No. Oh, loser.
Oh, fucker. Yeah.
Florida.
We'll get him. We'll get him.
Florida.
Okay, so wait. So... Follow-up question with Al.
Oh, yeah. And I believe I kick it to Marnie first, don't I? Because Sean's not here, and Sean asked last time, and Katie's over there. And
yeah, you have, it's always Marnie.
My girl's right there.
I would meet you sooner.
Aww, isn't she full of shit, ladies and gentlemen?
Jesus.
Yes,
she's so full of shit, my eyes are brown.
You want to talk about a cop-out? That is a cop-out right
there.
Well,
I'm just saying, I just wanted to see Clayton's face on that one, because that's my
favorite.
That was
exactly
a cop-out.
Our listeners just threw up a little bit. Hopefully not in a cab, because it costs an extra. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Uber extra, from what I understand. Uber extra.
Yeah. Nice work.
Thanks. So this question has been posed kind of differently.
In different ways, whatever. Right.
And the difficult part is that if you change something, then it can alter everything about now.
Absolutely.
And positively. And and because of that, I get nervous about saying I would change, not that it's going to poof change, but in saying I would change this, because as much as I would go back and... have a cure for cancer so my dad's not dead, and make sure that Jesse took a different road, and didn't die in the motorcycle accident, and just different things that you're like, and I would just divert this or that. I honestly, even thinking about my indiscretion with my DUI.
Yeah, not with me.
But... With my DUI, and thinking like, well, I would change that. I would, God, by God, I would change that.
But don't you think that's small potatoes in the grand scheme?
No, because the bigger potatoes could have been that I wouldn't have had that DUI, but I would have killed someone, or something else could have happened.
I wasn't looking at it from that standpoint.
And that's what I mean. Like, how if you change something, you think, oh, that'd be small potatoes, but like, what you end up with could be so much.
It's very
more.
Final destination.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have eaten less as a small child.
Are you being serious?
Yep. I'd have been the same person, just thinner.
You're beautiful. You need to
you're
stop
sweet.
It.
Anyway, that's what I would have done. I would have taken obesity by the hand and beaten her ass.
I actually did. I went to junior prom with...
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
You ended up grudge fucking her against the stump. No! We all know about it. No. Yep, we all know. Grudge fucking a while.
You don't listen to this show, apparently. Marnie almost spit. She almost spit out her.
Oh my God, that was so close.
Anyway.
Oh, that was really great. So anyway, yes, thinner. Katie?
I looked at that question from a different perspective, not necessarily like a negative one, like things that I would have changed, things that I would have chosen to change. There are some things that I would have that I've always often wondered, like if I would have done this differently. When I was living in Nantucket, I really wanted to stay on the East Coast, mm-hmm. but I was too chicken shit, honestly.
And you slept with too many people.
Well, that's actually true.
I thought there was something about
STDs.
Yeah.
A lot of sex.
You were asked to leave the state.
A lot of sex on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to stay. I went to New
some
York.
Some of it was all by yourself.
Yeah.
I was going to let you know.
A lot of that also. Yeah, I mean,
she went off
six of one, half dozen of another.
Whoa.
You know,
I went to New York to, and then flew out of New York to go visit a friend in Spain for a couple weeks, and came back to New York, and I had a place to stay, and I wanted to stay, and I really did, and I was too chicken shit to do it, and I kind of wish I would have taken that leap of faith, although I was really happy that I did go to Nantucket for all of the, you know, good, bad, the ugly in between. It was a really fun experience. Sometimes I really think if I would have thought or tried a little bit harder at college, like maybe given more thought to where I was going to go to school. My cousin went to NAU, and like all of my older generation of my parents' generation, they all went to the same college. So I think it was not totally unnatural when my cousin went to NAU that I was going to go there. And then my brother went there, and then her brother went, you know, so we all kind of went there. And I would have given more thought to where I wanted to go to school. Not that I didn't love NAU, but...
What year did you graduate high school?
98.
Okay.
And given more, you know, and I would have given more thought to what I wanted to do with my life. I just really floated throughout college. I did well, but I didn't really put it into, I know.
And Aaron, what year did you graduate?
97.
Oh my God.
You and I are right there. Yeah. 97 or 87, 88.
When New Kids on the Block, 25 years ago, I was how old?
Oh, wait,
and you were how old?
Did you say college or high school?
You answered it correctly. Yeah. Okay. We missed each other by a year.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So.
Oh, that would have been pretty.
I wish I would have given more thought to what I wanted to do. So all of those things, not that I'm unhappy where I am, but I'm not totally satisfied career wise. But that's always evolving, and I don't feel like I'm stuck, or I'm not like sad about it. Maybe I would have gotten more thought, but I can say the one thing, and this is not negative. It is something that would have changed my life dramatically. If I would have not, I guess it goes back. Like if I would have never worked at the New Times, I would have never met Gary. I would have never met Gabby. I would have never moved in with Gabby. I would have never worked at Hamburger Mary's. I would have never met Kelly, and my life would be
woken up in my bed.
That's true. I would have never fully clothed. I would have never been in this place. I would never be here. And that I don't like. I mean, that would have been. I like where I am. I love in very, very specific. I love being here tonight on Tuesdays at this show. And I would have never been here had I not done that one thing to lead to that. If I would have never said yes, I'll go on a date with Kelly. I don't know. Like, things would be very different. So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certainly not, like, regrettable moments by any means, but just would have very pivotal.
Right.
And changing that one little thing.
Yeah. If I had just said to her, no, because I said the first time, no, I'm straight. And if I would have really been like, no, I'm totally straight. Yeah. And really, like, meant it.
I'm crooked.
Yeah. Instead of I'm crooked.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know. It's interesting. Well,
Clayton?
I was going to be a smartass, but I decided not to. though as cliche as it sounds, is like what you said, you know, the path that you took is the path that got you to where you are. And I guess, I would have to say 97% of everything in my world is peaches and cream, and I'm glad to be where I am, and I do what I get to do this, and I get to do so many other wonderful things that are fantastic. But I think one of the things that I would probably go back and do less of, and this sounds, and I don't like to be this way, I would be more selfish. Meaning, I feel that I have I have not said yes to opportunities, and I have not done things that I could have done based on how I felt that it would affect other people, that I would have just been more focused on myself. One of the things that I've always said that was the greatest thing that I ever did was when my mom moved out here in January of 88, and I chose not to stay with her parents, and that's when I started in radio and television in my hometown. If I would have been more, sadly, I was selfish in that point, as I decided to stay there to do what I wanted to do. But if I would have jumped out here earlier and been in Phoenix, though she wanted me to, mom wanted me to desperately to be here, you know, when she'd moved out here, but I wasn't ready to make that move. I love that 5 years I spent with them, but it would be interesting to see how different my life would be if I would have come out here and in fact come out 5 years earlier than I did, because 5 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
Well, especially in gay years. That's like forever. So
it's like dog years.
Similar. So that would have been interesting to see how that would have been. And in there are other little aspects of my world where I've chosen to take care of other things for other people rather than taking care of myself. And I know that I have suffered for it financially or other, you know, opportunity because I permitted somebody else to go ahead of me. And I guess it's that old adage where you think that, you know, you do something good for somebody or you're just going to come back to you. And it very well may. And it may be all well and good. But I don't regret anything. It's just, I guess if we're asking this question, I would probably have changed the way that I gave to others more and I would have given more to myself.
Okay.
Fair.
All right.
Now, granted, that might have meant that we wouldn't all be sitting in this room right now.
Right.
Yeah. But I totally enjoy where we are. I my world, not too goddamn bad. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I get to work on lawnmowers and vacuums, and I almost live alone because Jason is with his boyfriend all the time. So Maggie and Marty and I have a pretty good life. And, you know, occasionally I take off and I go to San Diego and break up fights.
And the idea of changing that one thing and being more selfish doesn't need to look like this big view of 9 different people. Like, I'm not going to help 9 people. It could be just that one time just saying no.
Right.
To someone. I mean, and that just be the change.
And I did learn the day that I had to call my grandparents and tell them, and I've told the story before in here, when I was going to move home. I was going to change everything. I quit my job and my friend Cheryl had come out here and I was 30 minutes from leaving town. And I had to call them and I had to say that I'm not coming back. And that was horribly hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of that call, when I hung up that phone, the release of it felt so good to say no. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. Yeah. It really was, and it led my life on an entirely different course.
Yeah. Sure.
But anyway, I think I would probably have said no more to other people because, you know, anyway. But
that's it. And since you haven't, what are you doing on what?
Right. Speaking of lawnmowers, I need to publicly recognize you for giving me a lawnmower for my new house. It's the only thing in my house that works.
Yay! And, look at that.
It's beautiful. She's red.
That one
sprinkler head
I fixed. You named her.
Her name's Rosie, and she's so pretty.
Well, lovely.
She does a good job. We did front and back.
So my mom knows the mower well because my mom couldn't start it.
Well,
so I gave my mom an electric mower.
I started it the first day just fine, and then the next day I went to start it, and it wouldn't start, and I thought, God, I already fucking broke it. I've had it for 24 hours, and I broke it, and then Marty's like, it doesn't have any gas in it. She went and got gas and put it in.
Okay. Now, did you answer the question?
So I want to piggyback a little bit on Katie June with the college thing. A lot of my friends are going to NAU. I had a really toxic friend in my life for a very long time. I've had a couple, and it took me a long time to cut them out. One of them keeps trying to fucking come back. But I had a really toxic friend, and she's kind of the reason I went to NAU. I had a lot of fun at NAU and therefore got kicked out of NAU, not even a full year into going to NAU.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I ended up graduating with honors, whatever, and I'm from ASU. So
that's a good comeback story.
It is.
Fucking show.
My advisor called me in the office about a month before the end of school year and said, you can leave now or we'll kick you out in a month. It's totally up to you. And I packed up my car and drove back to Phoenix. And there are a lot of things that I would maybe change then. But I think if I look back, one of my biggest, I don't know if it's regret, whatever. After college, I graduated in December. I met my ex-husband in March after I graduated college. And at the same time, I was applying for AmeriCorps programs and Peace Corps programs because that's what I wanted to do. And I decided to put all my eggs in one basket, which was a big mistake. And there was one program. It was AIDS education and outreach in Washington, D.C. I had a friend who said I could sleep on his couch for a year. And I filled out the application, and I was so thoughtful about everything I did. And I was going to go there for a year and then figure out what I was going to do, similar to my sister doing in South Africa. But I just wanted to go to D.C. And I got a letter 2 weeks before the deadline saying, sorry, we already filled the positions.
Mm.
And I didn't know what the fuck to do. Like, I'm living in California with this guy who I've known for how long, and the one thing I had planned to do just fell through. And so I ended up staying in California for a while and marrying Richard, which, you know, it is what it is. I tend to believe that I would have met Marnie somehow, some way, regardless. We might not be in Arizona. We might not have met when we did. But I believe that we would have met. I believe that we would be together at some point in our lives and stay together. But maybe I would have taken a chance and put more feelers out and applied for more programs and been on the East Coast because I think I'm an East Coaster. And maybe done something different. I don't know. So that, one of my biggest regrets is putting all my eggs in that
one basket.
Basket. And then having it fall out and feeling lost.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I think it's pretty valid. Now, you said you had a follow-up. Now, we have a follow-up. We've only got like 5 or 6
Marnie
minutes.
Marnie said she had a follow-up.
Marnie?
Well, I just figured that there wouldn't be a ton of time left. And,
we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah. So I think it would be interesting. I think we did this like a year ago, kind of.
Oh, is it Fuck, Kill, or Die?
Oh, that's such a fun game.
No, I'm kidding.
I love that game. And that wasn't a year ago. That was
Fuck, Mary, Kill. Fuck, Mary, Kill.
Yeah, that was more recent because that was
totally,
in here.
Totally kidding.
But just the idea of going back to and more thoughtful, not just like, oh, the cap on the toothpaste, unless it really fucking irritates you. But the idea of pet peeves, like things that really. And I don't have to start because I asked.
So Katie has to start.
That's right.
Because she's your right.
But pet peeves, like I said, not, well, the toilet paper.
See, because I have little stupid ones. Like, yeah. I really.
Oh, they're not stupid. If you have them, they're not stupid.
They're not stupid. But they're minor. No. It's like cap on the.
No. But if that really bothers you.
So
then it's
the way that Kelly
huge.
Loads a dishwasher makes me fucking crazy. Like, every time I have to. And I know exactly where it came from because my dad must, for some reason, he felt the same way.
Are you an unload and reloader?
Oh, yeah.
I am totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't let Jason do it.
I just tell Kelly. That's why when I come home from things, like if I already did the dishes from dinner tonight, but if I were to come home, I would have just said to her, leave them in the sink. And I mean it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, babe, leave them in the sink. And she's like,
don't touch them.
Do it.
Right.
Like, I go, leave them in the sink. Legitimately leave them in the sink.
Right.
Like, I'm going to clean the dishes. So I think my dad used to call us after dinner every time and say, Kate, come back over here. I can hear him. I can hear him. Kate. Come back over here. And then he'd be like, now here's how you want to put the dishes, you know, dishes right. in. He used to do it.
Get
the maximum fit.
The maximum fit.
Yeah. And you have you want the plates to face the right way so the water is hitting them the right way.
You know what's funny is I don't even worry about maximum fit. I worry about just making sure that it's somewhere so that every surface can get hit.
Can get clean. Yeah.
I get that.
But I also, and I get really super crazy about, I don't feet on furniture. I'm all set. But shoes... On furniture, shoes on the bed sheets, go fuck yourself.
What about
in
the
your
throes
dirty
of
shoes?
Passion.
No, shoes off the bed. Like when
shoes should have already been off.
It's not happening. Like when I suppose that we're not like fully clothed with shoes on when we're jumping in bed together, and maybe we should be doing that more often. But what I hate is when Kelly's like working out, and you know she works from home, and so she takes like random 10-minute break and 20 minutes in the middle of her day. To work out here and then 20 minutes here. And then she goes back in and jumps on the bed because she's working in the bedroom and her shoes go immediately onto the sheets. And I'm like, what the fuck? We had a friend over the other day. Kelly put her feet up on the ottoman and
I
gave her like the look and she was like, I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Those two.
Okay.
Clayton.
A
couple of pet peeves. One, occasionally if somebody comes over to your house and takes a shower and you've got a bathtub shower as opposed to just a stand-up shower, and you shut the shower off, put the plunger down so the water drains out. Mm-hmm. So when you turn the water on, it doesn't just hit you in the head. Drives
and clean
me crazy.
Up after yourself.
Drives me crazy. Number two, if you're riding in a car with me anywhere, the dashboard is not for your feet.
Ooh.
God,
good to
damn
know.
It drives me nuts.
I'm a foot
also,
person.
Also,
me too.
It also is not for your shit. Don't lay all your shit up on the dashboard. Papers, your phone, any of that. No, figure out somewhere else in the goddamn cabin of that vehicle to put it. It does not go on the dashboard. Drives me insane.
That's
me
good
insane.
To know, Clayton.
When you get the mail out of your mailbox,
yes.
Put the lid down.
Yes, I do the same thing. I tell Kelly, cockroaches are going to crawl in. I swear to God, if you don't put that lid down.
I even have labels on the two toilet seats in my house. If you lift the toilet seat, like the top lid, when finished, close the lid. Drives
favorite.
Me insane. I want to put like a blinking light.
Yeah,
those are my. Those are some. Okay. I have a. I'm sure.
Oh,
list.
The way that. The,
but based on time, yes, we have time to go through all that.
What are my?
Don't look at
pet peeves.
Don't
I I'm. What drives me crazy, honey?
Oh, clearly a dog running in the street.
Dogs on short leashes.
Oh, anything that has to do with an animal not being treated.
Dirty car has no effect on you, though.
No.
Or mismatched hubcaps and no effect on you.
Oh, you've noticed my car.
No shit.
But here's the thing. I have two different sets of hubcaps.
One on one side and one on the other.
Right.
I appreciate
this one and
that.
This one match and this one and this one.
I do appreciate that.
Thanks. It took some junkyard. I don't know what bothers me. Some things bother me, but whatever. I don't know. Next. Toothpaste in the sink.
Well, damn.
That's why you do it in the shower.
Anything, really.
That's why you do it in the shower.
Ooh. Just about everything. And colored hangers.
Yeah, colored hangers for hers.
What? Now define that.
You don't like them or you do?
Fuck no. All light plastic hangers.
To be in rainbow order.
Rainbow order.
I do rainbow order.
Wait. Oh, no. There's colors in the closet?
Yeah, but you would just have black.
You only have black.
Okay, thank you. I was freaking out.
I do
black and white.
Tank top, t-shirt, three-quarter length,
and the
long sleeves, but then
I can't get that.
If somebody buys it for me.
Well, you had the one red, I thought. Someone bought it for you.
No, they were going. They've threatened to.
Allegedly.
All right, we got a minute.
Mine, really, there's just a litany of things. But you know, if you have hair, clean your shit up. If you put the toilet paper roll on, please put it over the top because I will change it, and I don't care if it's your house.
Right. I agree.
Because every time I go in there, because when you go in, you'll change it back, and you'll be like that fucking cunt, and I'll be like, Marnie. Whatevs. I go in, whatevs. I change it. Let's see. I'm not going to change anything at someone else's house, like, except their toilet paper roll. But I mean, I'm not going to like straighten things. Like, right. I wouldn't mind.
I don't turn my clothes inside out. Drives her crazy when I wash them. I just hang them up inside out.
Oh, yeah. You hang them up inside out?
And maybe upside down. It just depends on how she can get it on the fucking hanger. I'm not kidding.
But it's a white hanger. It's rainbow order.
There you have it. So yeah, just really anything. But
maybe we got to do an entire show on pet peeves. I think we could probably do that.
That's a good idea.
Let's do an entire thoughtful vulgarity on that. And
like,
why?
And
right.
Why, sure.
I'll come in for that shit.
Sure. I like it.
All right, boys and girls, everybody listening, thank you for doing so. It's Tuesday night. We are coming to the end of another episode of The Show with Clayton McKee. That is me. Thank you for being here. I am here alongside my friends, and I'm proud to call them such. It's Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Aaron Henderson filling in for Al Perkins.
By the way, Donnie in Okinawa says next week's lottery numbers are 8. Tomorrow's 865309.
Yes, Okinawa.
Thank you, Okinawa.
Okinawa.
Next week, Al will be back in studio. We don't know who's filling in for Marnie, but we will leave you with this one final thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America.